The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Boiling water.
Wow. By the way, do you guys do that where you open up your mouth and get a little shower water?
I always.
And slush it around? Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
only
cool.
Toilet. I do the toilet that way.
You just do the toilet?
I brush my teeth in the shower.
Of course. Do you?
Yeah.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You know, all the mess in one place.
That's true. It all gets contained into one spot. No, my wife does that, too. She brushes her teeth in the shower.
Do you shave in the shower?
No, I never have. I know some people who do.
Shaving and teeth brushing outside, and then I do that first so I can wash off residual when I go into the shower.
Yep, I like that.
I used to actually shave in the shower because in my old house, for some reason, just the way that the bathroom was laid out, I got a really good reflection of myself in the shower glass.
Yes. Okay.
So
and you were mesmerized.
No, but I could use that as a mirror. Like, I have to have a mirror to shave.
Look at this massive man. Oh, yeah.
My nipples, oh, gosh. Whatever happened to that video? I had that audio, this guy admiring himself on his own video camera.
Oh, God.
God. I'm such a man.
The Pennsbury School District issued a statement which read, the district administration is aware of concerns expressed by the Pennsylvania American Water, which provides water service to several portions of Pennsbury, including 8 of the 15 schools. The district said it will continue to monitor the situation and communicate any future decisions about assessing schools throughout the weekend. Customers are advised to bring all of the water to a boil or just use bottled water. If you are boiling, they say boil it for about a minute and then obviously let it cool before you use it. Fresh water was being provided in the parking lot at Yardley Makefield Fire Company Thursday night. Residents carried plastic bottles and glass containers to fill up water from the tanker.
It was a bit of a tragedy, though, Kathy. They were feeding the people who were waiting in line tainted romaine lettuce.
Stop it. You know what? Well, so I was thinking about this the other day, but remember when I had that food poisoning? When I ate that sandwich, it didn't taste weird at all. The chicken tasted fine.
Romaine lettuce on
there? There's lettuce on it.
Really?
I wonder if it was the damn lettuce.
Oh.
I know.
And that would actually be right at the beginning of this whole thing.
Right around the same, the time that it started to happen.
That's a very possible point. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Pennsylvania American Water said it will send an update when it is once again safe to drink the tap water. Officials said two people were taken to the hospital and one person is still unaccounted for following a fire that involved a total of 6 homes in Sea Isle, New Jersey. Two residents of the 54th Street home were transported to the hospital with burns and smoke inhalation. An additional family member, an elderly female, is unaccounted for, officials said.
Oh, man.
Terrible. Yeah. The fire erupted shortly before noon Thursday at the intersection of 54th Street and Landis Avenue. The blaze tore through 3 buildings with 2 homes in each. One building was destroyed in the blaze while the buildings on either side of it were heavily damaged. 3 people were injured, authorities say, and 2 of them were taken to the hospital.
Yeah, homes in Sea Isle and in Ocean City are so close together that, like, I mean,
there are a lot of duplexes.
Oh,
right?
Whenever
a ton of triplexes,
duplexes, quadplexes, whatever you want. Yeah.
Whenever there's a fire, there's a number of homes that are damaged, and I don't know what it is, but it seems like, I mean, this is the 3rd large fire that's destroyed at least 3 or more homes in Sea Isle in the past couple of years.
Well,
I don't know why it's
you're dealing with
Sea Isle.
Obviously you're down, first off, you're down at the shore. There's not a lot of obstruction when you
but I'm saying it's happening in Sea Isle, not not other shore towns.
That I don't know.
I mean, there was a big one in Wildwood Crest 2 summers ago. And normally in Wildwood Crest, like, the houses aren't that close together, but these were right next to, right at the bay, and the 2 houses that went up, again, they were right, like, next to each other, and the one caught fire, the fire jumped and caught the other house.
The other house.
Fire,
well, so. And you know, somebody told me, I don't know if this is completely accurate or not, but they do a lot of work on that bridge between Sea Isle and Avalon, and it's closed a lot of the time, and they said that these fires, all of these fires that happened when that bridge was closed, so I don't know if they're
I don't know, but
not getting,
Rodney's holding up a sign. He just simply says crap construction.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what?
Right.
And somebody said that to
that's a company, and I don't know why people keep using it.
No, but somebody said
crap
the same
construction
thing was some of the construction there. Yeah. So the fire erupted shortly before noon on Thursday.
Crap construction.
Stop.
Oh, you're looking for substandard plumbing. They're next door. Oh, no. That's risky electronics.
Right. Sorry, you reached faulty wiring,
yes,
but we'll patch you through.
Ha, ha, ha. All right. Sea Isle City Police Chief would not say at this point if there were any fatalities. I don't want to comment on that, he said. Joseph Rice was doing plumbing nearby. He and several co-workers helped a woman trapped on the second floor balcony by using a ladder. She slipped, injured herself, but they said she's going to be okay. There's no immediate word on the cause of that fire. Wawa says it is partnering with a local brewery to create a limited edition beer. Wawa's Winter...
Wawa
what?
Beer.
Listen,
yeah.
Listen, Wawa's Winter Reserve Coffee Stout brewed by 2SP Brewing Company of Aston will blend Wawa's Winter Blend Coffee into a stout beer.
Oh, Bob Barrar, man.
I am on board.
Is that who it is?
That won't be available at Wawa.
Wait, so there's only one Wawa in Pennsylvania that serves alcohol, and it's in Chad's Ford, so you'll be able to get it there.
Who?
Bob Barrar. He used to be the head brewer to Iron Hill in
Bob,
in
with the big beard.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
So he's the one of the owners and the head brewer at 2SP. He came out with a Delco lager. I mean, he is as Delco as it gets.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised that he's behind this.
That's awesome. Yeah, good for Bob.
Yep. Wawa Winter Reserve Coffee Stout.
And know his stouts are great. I mean, he's made award-winning stouts.
I think the main one at Iron Hill Brewery, was that his creation, the Iron Pig Stout?
No, the Russian.
Russian
Imperial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, good for him.
Yep.
The seasonal brew boasts flavors of sweet clove, dark chocolate, and graham crackers. The beer will launch on December 6th at the Wawa store in Chad's Ford, which is the only Wawa in Pennsylvania to sell beer. The beer will be available for purchase during the week of December 10th through Origlio Beverage, which distributes to neighborhood bars and bottle shops in southeastern Pennsylvania. Only 1,000 cases of the brew will be available. I bet you they fly off the shelves.
Yeah. Bob, save some for us, please.
Seriously. 2SP Director of Sales and Marketing says the brewery pitched the idea in October after a meeting where brewers shared Wawa coffee with one another. In sports this morning...
Sacks are yummy.
In Thursday night football, the New Orleans Saints lost to the Cowboys last night in Dallas, falling 13-10. Ezekiel Elliott scored the only Dallas touchdown, and the Cowboys ended New Orleans' 10-game winning streak.
I got to tell you, I watched a lot of the second half last night, and it's not because it was the Cowboys. The refereeing in that game was atrocious. These referees are not accountable. They need to be fined or suspended or fired.
Terrible calls.
Terrible or non-calls. So I mean, it was just bad. Both sides of the ball, by the way.
I'm in the RV last night, and every time Casey comes in, he looks at the game and goes, oh, I hate that guy. Oh, I hate that guy. That's such an idiot.
Dak Prescott. Oh, so overrated piece of trash. Go ahead, Kat.
The Cowboys, who improved to 7-5, won their fourth consecutive game and assured that they will at least remain tied for the NFC East lead. The other football news, Eagles linebacker Nigel Bradham broke his thumb in 3 places during the game on Saturday, but continued to play every snap. On Monday, he had surgery and had a plate and 6 screws put in. Bradham plans to play with the Eagles on Monday night because the defense is shorthanded and the team needs him.
Wow.
The Sixers will look to continue their success at home with the game tonight against the Washington Wizards. The Sixers are 15-8 on the season and 11-1 at home, while the Wizards have struggled early and are only 8-13. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. The Flyers are off until tomorrow night when they'll travel across the state to play the Penguins in Pittsburgh, and game time is at 7 o'clock. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah!
And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. So we are going to hit the ground running this morning. We are going to do, put 2 people in our privileged section right down front right now. We're going to do it. So I see a lot of people that are, I see a lot of people that have signs and so forth that are being popped. Oh, my God. Somebody's got a rose cone, and they're playing
there
the road
you go.
Cone. Just like in England, they were playing the road cone. So who wants to choose first of who sits in the privilege section? Casey?
Yeah.
I saw your hand go up.
This audience is too tough. There's a lot of good candidates.
The first thing that caught my eye was old school. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do see that. Yeah.
You
want to go with it?
I'm going old school, shock'em, shocker.
Foam finger shocker.
Foam finger shocker guy.
All right, come on up here. And is he wearing a kilt as well?
Oh, never mind.
Bonus point. Never mind. You don't like kilts.
Not a kilt guy.
All right, what is your name, sir? All right, we need to turn his audio up, please. I can't hear anything he's saying. What is your name again?
Esker McConnell.
Esker McConnell. Wow, that's not Scottish at all, is it?
Irish, Scottish, and Welsh.
Okay, I got
now,
you.
Now, in the tradition of the Highlander, he's wearing yoga pants under his kilt.
And who did you bring with you, Esker?
My mom.
Your mom is with you. How you doing? What's your name?
Dawn McConnell.
Hi, Dawn. Nice to meet you. All right, we're going to put you guys in the privilege section, and from the WSFS Bank present box, we have a prize for you. What is it, Marissa?
We were just talking about him, a $50 Wawa gift card.
Nice.
All right, enjoy. Go have a seat. Boy, do they look thrilled.
They were so excited.
I'm so disappointed. He's wearing a kilt.
With yoga pants. No, listen. He got the. That is old school. That's one of our first Peaches feature merchandise things.
Probably goes back about 13 years.
Yeah. So that's cool. At least he brought that out. Our friends from Hannah Stone Massage and Facial Spa will come and attend to you guys. And eventually, we're going to have some food here this morning. We'll make sure you get that as well, because our friends from Lorenzo's are going to be feeding us today.
Have they had to make special accommodations back there?
Yeah, they had to move the tables.
They had to move the tables because the boxes are too big to put where we normally put the food. So, of course, that's the way they roll at Lorenzo and Sons Pizza. And I want to remind you that they have three locations, South Street, High Street in Westchester, and multiple stands in the Wells Fargo Center. And coming very soon, spring of next year, they'll be in Xfinity Live, which is pretty damn
cool.
That is
awesome.
Yeah, so today we're loaded with all kinds of stuff. We're going to have a lot of donations. A lot of the corporate participants like to come on Friday and present their donations. So we will obviously spend some time on the air with those guys.
Absolutely.
But we have a few other guests that are going to be popping in to say hello as well and promote the event, even though we're at the final hour of this all. And in fact, a reminder, if you would like to come by here and see things, only till about like 10:30, 11 o'clock is when we're going to take more donations, because we've got to break this thing down.
Yes.
There's rain coming over the weekend, so they got to get all this stuff done. It takes quite a while. It's a big operation. So if you're going to come by to see us, you will need to do that this morning, and we would love to see you. We have some stuff that you can get registered to win. I'll go through all of that a little bit later on. And you're in for a treat musically. One of our favorite bands is here this morning. They've played the Camp Out for Hunger multiple times. I'm going to strike them up as we go to a break. And keep in mind, there's music playing when you come in here when we're on commercial break. So we're having a party, and we're going to get it started right now. This is Good Man Fisk here on the stage. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with the Camp Out for Hunger. It's Xfinity Live in South Philly. Come and see us. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Cool gifts are what Worldwide Stereo is all about. Wrap a genuine surprise and wow someone all year long. Montgomeryville, Ardmore, and online at worldwidestereo.com.
Hey gang, this holiday season, your special someone is going to unwrap and unwind if you get them a gift card from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And there's a special offer. You can save $10 on spa gift cards at regular pricing, or you can buy a holiday spa package and you get a free massage or facial gift card with that. Go to handandstone.com today for all the information.
I hate Steven Singer. You know why? At Steven Singer Jewelers, everyone gets the perfect price. No coupons, no sales, no negotiating. Just the perfect price every day. Feel great about buying a diamond. Visit Steven Singer, the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly, or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Always with free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
One of the things I'm going to try to do today, after years of doing the Camp Out for Hunger, I've realized at the end of the day, there is too long of a list of people to thank. So yes. I'm going to try to thank them through the course of this final show.
So they get their moment in the sun.
Well, these are mainly the people that work at the radio station that do all the behind the scenes stuff that you're not that you may not be privy to. So I want to thank our promotions department, and yes. They work all year long to help put this together. Eric Simon. Yes. Oh, thank you. That's good. Eric Simon, Todd DeFeo, and if there are any names that I leave out, please jump in and let me know.
Well, the MM Army, you got Bill Bean and Connor and Rick Mararkey.
And Alex and all those guys.
Rachel.
And Rachel, yes, so everyone. There's a lot of people. So thank you to our promotion staff, and I'll try to make sure I go through everybody through the course of the morning.
Preston, is that guy just extremely tall,
or is he on stilts?
The guy dressed like a hot dog?
Can he walk? Can you just walk up close?
Are you calling an audible on this?
He's on stilts.
He's on stilts,
All right.
He's not 8 feet tall.
All right.
But that would have been pretty cool. Hey, I like that, man. Very nicely done, Mr.
Hot Dog Man.
Giant Hot Dog Man. He's a foot long.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some.
All right. So let's do the stupid question. We have a pair of tickets to the Impractical Joker show coming up. It's presented by the Preston and Steve Show Saturday, January 19th at the Met. So the question, Casey came up with this one today. Who founded the Red Cross? 215-263-WMMR. Another wonderful charitable organization.
Absolutely.
Who founded the Red Cross? Call right now, 215-263-WMMR. Let's even know the answer. I'm going to go through some birthdays while we're waiting for your answer. Today being the last day of November, it's the 30th. It is Ben Stiller's birthday today. Ben Stiller turns 53 years old today.
Okay, and he just did that limited series, which is premiering, I think, in a week or two, right? About the escaped convicts.
I'm watching that, yeah.
How is it?
All right, so there was only one episode, Escape from, like, Demora, or...
Escape from Demora, but they're parsing it out, right? There's, like, five...
They are, because it's on Showtime.
Oh, Showtime,
and,
okay.
Yeah, Patricia Arquette is in it, also our friend who's been in the studio a couple of times, Paul Dano.
Oh, yes, okay.
Benicio Del Toro, and I guess he's the director
or
whatever.
He is the director, and it's the first, I mean, he's done, like, Reality Bites was sort of semi-serious.
Yep. Yeah.
This is the first straight-ahead serious venture that he's ever done.
Escape at Dannemora.
There you go. That's what it is. And it's pretty wild. And I don't know how, like, true this is, but, yeah, like, she has this this sexual relationship with one of these guys that works in her shop at this prison. Yeah.
Interesting. He's 53 today. Kaley Cuoco, one of the highest paid. Is she the highest paid?
I think she might be the highest paid.
As far as salary?
Yeah.
Salary goes?
Regular straight-up salary, her and Sofia Vergara.
The Big Bang Theory, she's 33 today. Alicia Cuthbert.
Yes.
She was the it girl for a while.
She was the daughter on 24 for the longest time, and then she was in that movie, The Girl Next Door, where she played the porn star who moved in next door.
She also was in Old School.
That is correct.
She was, yeah.
She's 36 today. Roger Glover, classic bass guitarist from Deep Purple and Rainbow, is 73 today. It's also Billy Idol's birthday today.
Wow.
He's 63, and maybe they could start a super group with Clay Aiken, who also celebrates a birthday today. He's 40 years old.
I'd pay to see that.
Then you have Mandy Patinkin in the world of acting. He's supposed to be a bit of a douchebag.
That's the word.
Yeah.
I almost don't care.
He's super talented.
He is.
He's so good in Homeland. I don't care what he's like in real life. He's just, you know.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah, and I know that you've fallen off. I've watched every single episode, and I'm totally on board. Like, they left the Middle East and went to the last season was Russia based, and it's really, really good. I'm sorry, Steve. I know I misspoke.
No, it's absolutely fine. Russia is a cool.
I was going to say Russian.
I know. We all make the mistake. Sometimes it just catches.
Russia.
Russia based.
In fact, I count on. BMO Bakery should donate 100 pounds for every mistake I make today.
Oh, today?
It's going to be ridiculous.
Yes.
All right,
me as well, yeah.
Mandy is 66. And then the last birthday I saw is director Ridley Scott, who's done so many great movies over the years. Alien, Blade Runner, Gladiator, American Gangster, The Martian, Prometheus, and Alien Covenant, and a list of others.
You remember the whole deal with The Martian, that they had that in the category of comedy, I believe it was, for the Golden Globes, and it won.
It won.
Yeah.
There are a lot of funny lines in the movie.
There are.
They keep it light, but it's certainly not a comedy, and even... Matt Damon made some fun on that. I think at the
and Ridley Scott in his acceptance speech said, "Okay,
yeah, exactly." Yeah. But he's 81 today, so there you go. Your birthdays. Let's see if we can get an answer. And it's always a treat to see if the phones work this early in the morning. We'll try it. We are trying to find out who the founder of the Red Cross was. So I am going to go to Kayla and see if she's there. Kayla, can you hear me?
I'm right here.
What, and Kayla is here in our studio, of course. So, Kayla, come up here to the microphone. See, if you really want to win prizes, you come down here because you get a 30-second head start.
That's right, yeah.
From our delay system. So, Kayla, I put you on hold. Remain on hold there. How are you, Kayla?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
Philly.
Philly, right Philly. Here.
All right, fair enough. Do you know who founded the Red Cross?
Henry Dundon.
No, that is incorrect.
Are we sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, yeah.
I have it right here on the internet. It is well known.
Sorry, Kayla.
It's a shame because you know who Kayla works with?
Who?
Gary Lauer's old lady.
Really?
Yeah,
you work with Gary Lauer's old lady's girlfriend, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
All right. Sorry, Kayla. Sit down.
Well, we might want to get your information for when we need to locate where the girlfriend is.
I'm going to go to Zach. Zach, are you there? Yeah, he's here too. All right, come here, Zach. Come on up. You're not the hot dog guy, are you?
No.
That'd be pretty
awesome. He was.
All right, Zach's coming up front, and let's see if he has the correct answer. Zach is all decked out in Eagles gear, but Army. Are you in the Army?
National Guard.
National Guard. Cool. Nice. Get a little bit closer to that microphone. Thanks for serving, brother. All right, do me a favor. Tell me who the founder of the Red Cross is.
Founder of the Red Cross is Clara Barton.
Yes, yay! Clara Martin. Absolutely. Is it Martin or Barton?
Barton.
Oh, okay.
Clara. Clarissa Claire Harlow Barton, born December 25th, 1821, was a pioneering nurse who founded the American Red Cross.
There you go. All right, we got a pair of tickets for show number two, True TV's Impractical Jokers, Cranger's McBasketball World Comedy Tour, starring the Tenderloins, presented by the President and Steve Show. Saturday, January 19th, 8 p.m. at the Met Philadelphia on North Broad, and tickets are on sale now via themetphilly.com. So congratulations to you, man.
Thank you.
Nice. I like that hoodie he's wearing.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's,
me too.
It's Army Green.
The National Guard.
It's Army Green, you know, olive drab, I guess they call that, but with an Eagles logo on it.
Yeah, so they
and it's
do
got
that?
His tags on it.
The NFL recognizes the armed forces every November.
Okay.
You know, like much like they do in October, it's all about breast cancer awareness. And so that is stuff that you can buy to support the military during.
We can buy that as well?
Absolutely.
Well, I love it.
Yep.
Excellent.
In fact, you might even be able to go across the street right now and do it.
Let's get into some of the entertainment report that I have for you. To outsiders, it seems like soon-to-be newlyweds Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas just met, but to them, their love story has been in the works
my God,
for ages.
Beautiful.
Steve, he loves her.
I love you.
The Lovebirds.
Our love spans the time.
The Lovebirds sat down with Vogue for a cover story that for the first time.
You love me.
Provided
we love each other.
Eager fans with a glimpse into the relationship.
I love you.
Nick, who is 26, recalls kneeling in front of Priyanka, who is 36, by the way, the first time they met.
Is it hardwood down here?
at last year's Vanity Fair Oscar party.
Ah.
He said, I put my drink down, got on one knee. This is in front of a bunch of people, and I say, you're real. Where have you been all my life?
I love you.
And he said, like loud, said that.
Loudly, really?
Yeah, so.
Amazeballs. I mean, it's a legitimate article.
You're amazeballs. Yeah. And while they went home, together, the night ended with them squarely in the friend zone. He said, we hung out for a couple of hours. Or she said, we hung out for a couple of hours. He patted my back before he left.
Stop that.
Nick said, she's still upset about that. Your mom was in the house. I thought it was a respectful first night. After some back and forth, he scored her number. Nick's brother Joe, who is engaged to Sophie Turner, by the way, tells Vogue, I think she kind of knocked him off his feet. He was just this little puppy dog.
And then it was only last week that I realized, India Indian.
Yeah, so he just figured it out. Nick admits she walks into the chateau. And I feel an overwhelming sense of peace and understanding about the next chapter of my life. After their third date, he told me his mother. He told his mother that he would marry her.
He's going to marry his own mother?
No, that was
That's
no
disgusting.
No. He did.
I love mommy.
No, he told his mother he was going to marry Priyanka.
Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah, Chopra.
Who was and has made quite often the most beautiful women in the world list.
She's phenomenal.
Time and time again. She's how much older is she?
She's 10 years older
okay.
than him. That's a fair amount.
Yeah.
Priyanka says that she loved the way he loves her.
I love you. I love the way you love me.
I love the way I love you. She loves the way he loves her from the get-go.
How do you love me? Let me let you count the ways.
As a girl, she said, I never had a guy tell me, I like your ambition. It's always been the opposite.
It's always my knockers.
Now, yeah.
Nick, and that's the number one pickup line in bars. I love your ambition.
Yeah. So Nick popped the question on vacation in Crete, where they were celebrating her birthday. He said, I got down on one knee again, and I said, will you make...
Right here in Crete.
No, Crete. Will you make me the happiest man in the world and marry me? He says, no joke. She took about 45 seconds of silence before she answered him.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, right?
Jesus Christ. It's like Kathy waiting for the sponsorship to come up.
Right. Separately, Us Weekly reports that while Priyanka and Meghan Markle remain close friends, Meghan and Prince Harry will not attend their wedding in India. The pregnant Meghan is staying close to home these days and missed out on joining Harry's recent trip to Zambia.
Do you remember the city in which they're going to get married in India? I forget. It's not...
No.
I think it's downtown Calcutta.
Is that what it was? No, it had an interesting name. I know there was a J in it. I do remember that. Other than that, I don't know.
What does she do?
Juliana Park.
What does she do?
She's an actress.
She's an actress?
Yeah. She just recently, the show she was on was just recently canceled, but she was big actress in India.
Okay.
And is, has been working consistently over here.
Now, rumor has it that George and Amal Clooney think that they're going to be tapped as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's baby's godparents.
So they're that close, huh?
I guess so. This is the Daily Mail reports that the pair are all but confirmed. It's pretty much a done deal at this point. Amal and Meghan have reportedly been pals for a few years, and George and Harry have grown close because of that.
I like you.
And before the rumor gets dismissed, it's just that. No, the George's cousin, Ben Breslin, spoke on record saying, I'm all for it. He'd make a wonderful godfather. He'd make a wonderful just about anything. He's a good guy. Who cares what that guy
says? Yeah, who is this guy?
Honestly,
Ben Breslin.
What constitutes a wonderful godfather? They don't do anything except for get you a better present for your birthday.
Yeah. I met my godfather just a couple times, and then that was it. Yeah. I've never seen him in decades.
Well, yeah. Steve, I haven't seen my godfather probably since I was like 5.
Really?
Yeah, remember I went to that bizarre funeral a few years ago?
Yes.
Like they were. Yeah, I saw
him. They had a party,
I actually saw him there, and... His wife was the one that was on the dance floor.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
No. All
right. Did he hit on you?
They're not listening. His wife was the one that was doing the electric slide at the funeral.
Yes. Which is a popular funeral dance, the electric slide.
Wow.
Just before they play Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah, right. If they do make the cut, George and Amal will likely be two of several godparents. Kate Middleton and Prince William's third child, Prince Louis, has 6 godparents.
Are you down with that?
So they load up on
6 godfather stuff like that.
I guess it's a different story when you're the royal family, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's some politics involved in that too.
I can't even remember who my godchildren are.
I don't have godparents.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have godparents either. Yeah. I'm not a godfather, and I don't have godparents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's if you're baptized, right?
Yes. I was never baptized.
So we are godparents. My wife is the youngest of 9, so we do know that. But I think again, Kathy, the last time. You saw yours when you were 5?
Yeah.
Around the same age.
Now, I still see I think I have 6 godchildren. I still see them, but they're all
Bring
they're
in
all
Kathy Romano.
Hey, by the way, Rodney said you have 5 godparents?
No, my daughter does.
Oh, your daughter
wow.
is Rodney Bird, our engineer here. So that's pretty, okay. I guess
many of the people that provide our equipment are her godfathers.
Oh, many? Really? Okay. Nice. So anyhow, they may be one of many. We'll see if that ends up happening. What else I have for you here?
Look at that stack of entertainment.
You just
breaking
can't,
news.
You can't stop it.
Can't stop you.
Kylie Jenner shared a behind-the-scenes glimpse of her life on Instagram, and people are freaking out for several reasons.
Why?
One factoid.
Is there a beaver shot?
No, there's no beaver shot. That the internet has latched onto is that she and her babies, Stormy, joined Travis Scott. Her babes join. I don't know.
What does that mean?
It's worded incorrectly. So Stormy joined Travis Scott on her Astro World tour, on his Astro World tour, and she reserves an extra hotel room, not for her entourage, but for her makeup and clothing.
So she has an entire hotel room reserved only for her clothing and makeup.
That's correct, yes.
I want to travel with her.
The 21-year-old explains in a video, so me and Travis have our own room, and then I always get a separate room so I can put all the clothes for my wardrobe, my makeup, and also Stormy.
Shut the fuck up!
So she can play around and have more space when we're in hotel rooms, since she always travels with us.
They don't tell me that they don't travel without a nanny or something.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They have to.
Travel with more than one nanny.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is ridiculous, though.
She also had a brief cameo during his Madison Square Garden show in New York City. Footage of her walk-on appearance shows her riding in a roller coaster with Scott as she gazes around.
I mean, I honestly had
go gaze.
I had one double
bag. Bitch, go gaze.
One double bag for this week. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I needed.
I made some outlandish requirements. I asked for a table to put my alarm clock on in the RV, so they gave me a little folding table.
Diva.
Yeah, I know.
Diva.
Carson Daly is getting some of his famous pals out to help as he hosts New Year's Eve again from New York City's Times Square on December 31st. He's enlisted Chrissy Teigen as the co-host. And Emmy nominee Leslie Jones will also be joining the party. Grammy winner Keith Urban is slated to perform live in Nashville and host the Jack Daniel's Music City Midnight New Year's Eve from Nashville's Bicentennial State Park.
So I'm not really that much into country music, but I think that Keith Urban is pretty talented.
Yeah.
Seen him in perform?
He's I have.
Good guitarist. He's really good.
I get confused as to who's who because I don't care about that stuff personally.
I like him as a human being. I don't really care about his music at all.
Stupid.
Yeah. But anyhow, he seems like a good guy.
Seems like a good guy.
He seems like a good guy.
I love him.
I love him.
This year's special airs on the 31st from 10 to 11 p.m. with a break for local news and then returns for the final countdown to 2019 from 11:30 till 12:30 a.m.
Have you watched any of those shows over the past couple of years?
I'd stick with the New Year's Rockin' Eve thing. That's pretty much it. And that literally is like, oh, guys, it's quarter to 12. We better put it on. So
that's
kind of it. So.
Especially since you know most of those specials are filmed 3 weeks before.
Are they?
Yeah, like the big party ones, a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
And they cut to them having a party. It's filmed ahead of time.
Okay. 2 months after breaking up with Ariana Grande, Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is returning to Instagram. He took a break for a while. In a series of photos, the 25-year-old plugged his upcoming film, Big Time Adolescence. Some people were kind of giving him crap about the whole relationship thing and him having fun with it. But actually, her manager got on and defended him and said, back off.
Oh, that's cool.
We don't need to do this. So that was cool.
I know you're saying you're hoping to get back together. That's a big thing for you.
Those two, I'm holding out hope. No, I don't care.
I do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You like them as a couple?
I do. I didn't get it at first, but I like him and I like her. I like her.
I like her.
They don't make sense whatsoever. So maybe that's what I like about it.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
It holds out hope.
Yeah, in this crazy world.
Crazy mixed up world.
Steve, you'll like this. Rita Moreno's portrayal of Anita in the 1961 original West Side Story made her a star, won her an Oscar, and now she's joining Steven Spielberg's remake of that.
Is that right?
Isn't that cool? She's 86 years old.
Is she playing the same role?
No, she's going to play Valentina, the owner of a corner store where Tony works.
I made a boy today.
And Ansel Elgort plays Tony, so that should be pretty cool. So good for her, 86 years
old. Look at it. Look at what kind of shape she's in. She's still in awesome shape, yeah.
Yep, she is. Channing Tatum has nothing but love for Amanda Bynes, who recently took credit for his career in a paper magazine interview. She said of his casting in the movie She's the Man, I totally fought for Channing because he wasn't famous yet.
Did you see that movie?
I did not.
Yeah.
She's dressed like a guy in it, right?
She's like a guy, and so they share a room together. They're in the same, I guess, fraternity or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's fun and merriment ensue.
And does love ensue?
Love ensues.
Okay. When Entertainment Tonight asked the Magic Mike star about her remark, he kept it simple, just saying, I love her.
Love you.
I swear, that's what he said.
Oh, man.
Let me see. Just a couple more things here. Idris Elba is returning to the BBC crime drama Luther in 2019.
You watch that, Steve?
I've seen a few episodes. Okay. It's really good.
Yeah, I've only watched the first episode.
You know, right these days, I've got it. Like we were talking about the Bodyguard, which is the British BBC series that's on Netflix.
Excellent.
That caught me instantly, and I stayed with it. Luther's really good, but it wasn't like that.
It didn't catch me, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Case, have you seen Bodyguard yet?
I finished it.
You did, yeah. I've started watching it again.
Oh, really?
I liked it that much. It's really, really good. So anyhow, he's once again immersed in depravity, murder, and corruption. This is the first trailer for season 5 that dropped. The Emmy-nominated series also stars Dermot Crowley, Michael Smiley, and Patrick Malahide.
Oh, they got all the biggies.
Yeah, the last time fans saw the show was in 2015, so it's been a little while. This this was really cool. Saw this yesterday. Hugh Jackman is going to head out on the road. The 50-year-old performer announced yesterday that he will embark on what is called the Man, the Music, the Show World Tour next summer, accompanied by a live orchestra. He'll be performing hits from The Greatest Showman and Les Mis, as well as music from other films and Broadway shows. And he's going to be right here in Philadelphia. It will be, I don't have the
June
date.
June 30th, Preston.
June 30th?
Yeah, cool. Of next year?
Yeah, June 30th, 2019.
We've got to try to get his ass.
And tickets go on sale on December 7th.
I love that, Maurice.
I love it.
Yeah. Marissa is on the microphone. Could you turn her up, please? Thank you.
That's short. He can't see me. I saw him at the Academy Ball, at the Academy of Music a few years ago. It is fantastic. He brought his son on stage. He had the Philadelphia Orchestra. He played songs with, like, the Philadelphia Union. It was really, really
good. I mean,
he's
a trained dancer and singer. So, you know, you wouldn't even think about that when we first saw him as Wolverine, but he's pretty much a Swiss Army knife of capability.
All right, Nick, do you have his tour information in front of you by any chance?
I just have the Philly date.
I just want to know, like, where he is before Philly. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, shot at getting him on.
He's doing Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., so he's going to be, I don't know exactly what the date is right before that, but
let's make sure to tell him how successful we were with Tom Hanks.
Yes. You know what? He called last night right after we got up done with Jim Gardner. We were like, oh, man.
We just had local news here. And
we had Gary Lauer on. So
I looked up the hashtag. There's like a handful of posts.
Listen, we didn't hit it very hard. I was talking about it last night because we have too much stuff going on here.
It's true.
And I can only do so much. What do you people want from me?
Well, we got 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, Tom Hanks, you know, if you're listening.
I have a lot of things to talk about, and I didn't get to hit that enough. One last thing. Movies opening this weekend. This is new. We do this on
Friday. Your new feature. Yes.
We do this on Friday morning. So do we have a musical intro? Oh, here we go. Hang on a second. All right, there's only one movie that I see.
Only one movie.
That is opening
this
weekend. It is called The Possession of Hannah Grace.
Oh, yes. I think this is the one that I was talking about earlier this week that I said is probably an abysmal piece of crap.
We were talking about your assessment of whenever there's a watermark.
Yes.
The date that the movie premieres on the commercial.
It has the name of the movie in one corner, the date that it premieres in another. That is the telltale sign that this movie is trash.
Well, on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's something like at a 39 or 49. So you might be right.
Okay. It's a horror film. It stars Shay Mitchell, Grey Damon, Stana Katic, Lewis Hethum, Slip Nagarwal.
Web doopy doop.
Snip Nagarwal. That guy won an Oscar.
He was amazing.
Snip Nagarwal.
Well, and I think he knows Tom Hanks. And Kirby Johnson.
Kirby.
He's
the one who's playing the devil.
It's about,
Kirby, are you busy?
It's a night shift. It's about a night shift worker.
Yeah, I'll play your devil.
Kirby.
Can I wear stilts?
You got a hot dog costume?
Yeah, we'll just take the hot dog costume and put horns on it.
So it's about a night shift worker at a morgue and begins to think that a badly damaged body is possessed by a demon. It's rated R, and it's an hour and 26 minutes long.
Wow, a whole hour and 26 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, the average length of movies these days is 110 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. Okay. So that's the only movie I have for you opening this weekend. I do have some clips, though, so let's do that. All right.
Mystery clips, or do you know?
No, I know. I got these here. We'll start with this. And Head Full of Honey is a dramatic film that explores the dynamic of a girl caring for her grandfather who has Alzheimer's. And here Nick Nolte describes what the film means to him. Hit it, please.
Much more than an Alzheimer film. This is a love story. The love story of not only a couple, but of a child and her parents and her grandfather.
What we need is his mugshot right now for that as that clip is playing.
It sounded like he was hocking a loogie for about 14 seconds.
Right? Uncle Nick, can you tell me a bedtime story?
There was a king and a princess, and the princess loved this kingdom.
I mean, that's virtually incoherent.
He sounds like he's 150.
Yeah, that's
I mean, he's always had a raspy, gravelly voice, but now it... Honestly, bears are more eloquent. Look at that.
Wow.
Well, but, it, you know, his mugshot, though. See if you guys can find that back there.
Yeah,
you know what, Jason, can we hear that again? Can you play that same clip one more time? I want to hear that. Okay, hang on.
Much more than an Alzheimer film. This is a love story. The love story of not only a couple, but of a child and her parents and her grandfather.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I want to... There you go. That's the shot I wanted. That's his mugshot. Ah, the dear Nick Nolte.
Dear God.
Anyhow, Head Full of Honey is in theaters now, by the way. There you go.
Let us know how it is.
All right, let's
make sure you have the subtitles
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Let's do the next clip. Here we go. Mowgli brings back many characters from the Jungle Book movies we grew up with, but in a different light. And here, actor Benedict Cumberbatch talks about taking up the mantle of a character like Steve, and I don't know the characters from Jungle Book. Shere Khan?
Yeah, Shere Khan. Yes. Yeah, that's Tiger Rare.
Shere Khan, everybody, Shere Khan.
All right, Shere Khan, and making it his own. Hit it, please.
We had a very different take on it, and that's all I really needed. I played iconic characters before that have been Sherlock Holmes, and but they've been played by a lot of people before me. So, yeah, I've kind of just gone in with the attitude that I can only do what I can do with it, and I try not to let the other things influence me because then it won't be my own or different for the audience.
Shut up, dummy.
So he sounds just like Nick Nolte.
Yeah, right?
Steve, you know, they made this like 2 years ago, but the Jungle Book, the Disney version, came out. So this is not a sequel to the Jungle Book. It's a completely retelling of the same story.
Wow.
And this is the one with Andy Serkis, was the director of it.
Well, the Jon Favreau one is so good.
It's so good, yeah, but this one was pretty much unnecessary because of the Favreau one.
And I'm fairly certain, I don't know if it's this or if it's already got a sequel, but it's going to be available on Netflix.
It's this, Casey, yeah. So it's going to be in theaters, but it's also going to go right to Netflix.
Yeah, so...
And then there's a new Pitch Perfect with Nick Nolte.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. All right.
Googly doodly doo.
Jesus. Mowgli is in theaters now.
That guy's a professional actor.
I know he is. I know. And actually, he was. You remember, at one point, he was the sexiest man alive.
He was.
People Magazine.
The Prince of Time.
Yes, that's correct. So, all right, anyhow. That's what I have for you in my entertainment report. Thank you very much. Yes.
Preston, you did it.
So, through the course of the morning, we are going to welcome people to the microphone who are graciously making some donations, some of them in the form of food, some of them in the form of money, and some of them sponsors of this event and helped us out through the week, which there's a lot of things that need to be paid for in order to pull off this event.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate them thoroughly, especially when they're going to add on top to that some donations. So we would like to welcome somebody who's been integral in our privileged section. We have from Ashley Furniture, this is Michael Wheat. So let's welcome him to the microphone.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
All right. Thank you for being here. And our listeners have loved sitting in those seats over there. It's been fantastic.
They look comfortable, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They feel comfortable.
Real good.
What's great is when we come in here before the show starts, a lot of our staff is sitting in there and passed out.
Yeah. Yes, our photographer was yesterday. He was passed out cold.
It's pretty awesome. How many locations do you guys have, by the way?
Currently, we have 9 locations in the Philadelphia and South Jersey market.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when we were furnishing our house, the new one that we're in for about a year and a half, we went to you guys and got a number of great pieces. So, had not been there before, but the stuff is great, and it's the truth, a wide variety of things. So,
yeah,
we love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right, and you wanted to present a donation, I understand.
Yeah, on behalf of the Philadelphia and South Jersey Ashley Furniture Home Stores, we're presenting you with a $5,000 check.
$5,000!
Yeah, hold up that check there. Yeah, there we go. $5,000.
By the way, I'm going to go confetti crazy today,
yeah,
folks.
You have to. Yeah.
So I know the bang scares the crap out of you, but you're going to be covered in confetti all morning long. And $5,000 is a wonderful donation, man. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, we're very privileged to be a part of this.
Yes, you are.
did there. Yes. Nice job. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it. Michael Wheat, Ashley Home Store, and they have provided, yes, the privilege section and our green room furniture, because when we have guests come by, there's an area that they can kind of be in a holding pattern, and of course we want them to be comfortable, so they're very comfortable.
And it is very comfortable. You know, you have your favorite couch at home, you have your couch, so you sit down low enough, we got it from Ashley.
Yeah.
The armrest is at the appropriate height, everything is perfect.
I gotta tell you, Steve, right now, I hate my couch.
See?
I hate it every time I lay on it. So I need to get a new sectional because I just lay on this thing. I'm like, oh, my God.
Get over to Ashley.
I hate you. Yeah. I hate you so much.
If you hated that, why'd you get that couch if you hated it so much?
Because when we got it, we knew it was going to be a beater couch because it was down like yes. in the kids' playroom.
Yep.
But then my mom moved in, and then it became a couch in the little TV room area.
Oh.
So it was meant to be a couch that I didn't care about. Now that it's like a main couch for me, I hate it.
You got to talk to Michael.
I will.
Got to spend some time over there. All right. Why don't we take a break?
Yes.
Because we got a lot to get to this morning. It is the final day of the Camp Out for Hunger. We invite you to come and join us. Good Man Fist is our house band. Damn, we're having a good time. Come and see us. We'll be back in a moment.
Preston and Steve
on 93.3 WMMR.
We're going to try to get a lot done in this particular segment. Yes, you can applaud Kathy Romano for that amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So amazing.
She wore her special lipstick today.
I did. Yes. I figured I started the week with lipstick. I'm going to end with it.
Strong.
I like it. I like it. So we have, of course, our privilege section, and it's time to kick two people out of there and get two new people to put in there. Casey chose last. Anybody want to go from the show next? Nick, you'd see something you like?
Yeah, I do. I got to go with a guy with a road cone entertaining the entire show.
All right. Okay. I like it. When we were in London, when we stayed in this area called Leicester Square, and there was a guy who was a quote-unquote street performer. He sat right outside of my hotel window, and he had an orange road cone, and he would quote-unquote play it, like, for hours.
Just go like, woo!
Yeah, he was literally making noise like that. Let's hear it.
Yep.
That's it. Yeah,
so good.
And it was.
But he was like, he because I passed him and he would play it like he was serious.
Oh, yeah.
About it.
Well,
not the only one. There were a couple of people. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Denny.
And Brittany.
And what's your name?
Brittany.
And Brittany. Denny and Brittany. Thank you guys for being here. Have you ever been to the Camp Out for Hunger before?
No, it's our first time.
Hey.
Oh, awesome.
New York.
Excellent.
Hey, Denny, how
about But we're from.
Bucks Code. All right.
You're here for a good reason. So, Denny, how long have you been playing the cone, by the way?
First time, actually.
Okay. Right, but you just took to it naturally. And your sign is a Lindsay Lohan tribute, right?
Yes, one side Lindsay Lohan, the other side White Angle Kyle.
Wait, what is that from?
That's from Monday we were outside and we were yelling at Kyle doing the video.
Oh, my God.
White Angle Kyle.
That's a recent one.
That's very brilliant. Timely, yeah.
That's brilliant. All right, another thing you guys get to do is reach into our gift box and grab a prize courtesy of WSFS Bank. And let's see what you win. Marissa's going to read it for you. So, Marissa, what did they get?
Oh, you better use this now before you get back to New York. You want a $50 Wawa gift card.
Hey. Go have a seat over there, guys. Enjoy the lap of luxury. Ashley Home Store has supplied the recliners that you can sit in, and we'll also have Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa come over and tend to you, and we'll get some food. Oh, I just saw one of the giant boxes come in, so I think Lorenzo's has arrived. Yes.
Yeah.
Joe, the owner of Lorenzo's, is here. Good to see you, my man. They're supplying all the pizza today. Speaking of food, we also have restaurants that have been supplying lunch and dinner. We don't need that today because we're wrapping up at 11 a.m. But one of the finest meals we had out here was when our friends from Harvest Seasonal Grill came out.
Oh, it's great.
And we have the owner, the proprietor, the man behind it all, Mr. Dave McGrogan, here this morning from Harvest.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Longtime friend of the Preston and Steve show. Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me. I got to say, every year we want to do the catering. That was awesome. The best part of the night was watching 50 bikers pull up and have the impossible vegan meatloaf.
Yes.
So we made these plant-based bikers.
They had no freaking idea.
Yeah, there's a plant-based biker crew out there now going vegetarian town to town.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was a vegetarian for a little while in my at least 3 years of my 20s was spent as a vegetarian. And it was hard because the food wasn't all that great. You know, you end up eating a ton of carbs, Boca burgers and all that sort of stuff. But, like, I think it's easier to be a vegetarian vegan these days, and it's a lot tastier as well.
It's turned the corner. The products have turned the corner. It's actually one of the fastest growing groups right now in culinary is people going either somewhat plant-based or part-time or some full-time, and some people going vegan. It's pretty cool.
Well, the Impossible meatloaf and all that stuff, I mean, literally people had no freaking idea.
No idea. They had no idea.
That's,
it was fun.
That's the beauty of it. So thank you so much.
No problem.
All right, and you want to make a donation today, right?
Yes. Yeah, so on behalf of all the Harvest employees and our Harvest team, we really value what you guys do for the city of Philadelphia. I started doing this with you guys in 2003,
and it's
just crazy to see how this has grown. So first, we want to thank you guys for what you do for the city. You help us get in the holiday spirit. It really is a tradition. It's really pretty incredible what you guys do. You help set the tone for the season for the holidays for Philadelphia.
Well, thank you.
We would like to support that with a $1,500 check. And
all right.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's awesome.
And we look at that. Money, money, money. And we want to commit next year that we'll cater again. That was really fun. That was cool to do. So
thank
we really
you so much.
You guys. So.
Nice work.
Thanks, guys.
Dave McGrogan, our good friend, Harvest Seasonal Grill.
Applause.
I will I'll take a moment to mention a few of the other people. We had a great time last night. Jackie Bam Bam was broadcasting live. And our friends from 6ABC, Jim Gardner, Cecily Tynan, Deuces Rogers came out. They were wonderful. But also, last night we had one of the Mummers groups out. Jackie had a couple of music groups. One of them were Mummers, and they were from Fishtown. And damn it, I don't remember the name of the string band. We'll have to get the... What's that?
Duffy
String Band. Okay, they were here, and they brought in a check, and it was a $2,000 donation. So
awesome.
That's really cool, and I want to thank those guys, and they entertained the audience that was here last night. So I'm going to give that to you, Casey. And then, excuse me, there were a group of ladies that came by yesterday from CHOP Radiology.
Yes.
And they, are you guys here, or CHOP? I guess
yes,
so.
CHOP in general.
All right,
yeah,
so
she said CHOP. She was coming back this morning.
Oh, all right. Okay. Oh, it's you, yes. And they created a cookbook of their own. Everybody in the department made a cookbook. They sold it. And then they took the funds from that to come and donate to the camp out last. It was either last night or the night before. I don't remember. But anyway, they brought in $3,100.
Wow. Awesome.
Wow.
And cool. The sale of that cookbook.
Great idea.
And they brought a cookbook, too. And
yes.
There's a ton. It's a big one. There's a lot of recipes in there.
Oh, that's so cool.
I want to work my way through that one. We've had a lot of car clubs stop by. So I'm going to thank all the ones, and I have a total from one in particular. But we had the Corvette Car Club, the Mustangs. We had two different groups of Mustang car clubs come
yes,
by.
Yes, we did.
We had the Mopar people. Jackson's Jeep Club came by. We had a group of somewhere in the neighborhood of like 50 minis that came by, Mini
yes.
Coopers.
Yeah.
And they dropped over 5,400 pounds of food, and they were very cool, so we thanked them. But the Porsche Club of America came by last night. 168 Porsches.
Whoa. Wow.
Came by here, Jesus. And they had the food. They had called the Filifrunk.
Yes.
They put the food in their front trunk. They brought in 14,914 pounds of food.
Damn.
And on top of that, listen to this, dude. They collected $16,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... I'll do this. Yes.
So...
16 G's, man. That's huge.
When the hell did they get here? We were here in the tent.
They were here late. By the time we headed over...
It had to be after 9:30.
They were wrapping up, and Jackie put them on. It was after 9 o'clock.
Wow.
But they made it. I mean, because you had... last night at the Wells Fargo Center, Michelle Obama...
Yeah.
There was an event, and so traffic was a bit of an issue for anybody who was coming out. So thank you to Jeff Walton, who is the president of the Porsche Club of America, the Philadelphia chapter. So they did. They knocked it out of
that's
the
phenomenal.
So I thought that was pretty amazing. So I wanted to give some love to all those groups. And you remember the motorcycle group we were talking about the other day?
Yes.
Operation Enduring Warrior.
Yes.
That's who that was.
And they were great. And actually, who gave us the ton of potato chips?
Oh, that was Mission Barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We're almost done.
Oh, my God. Really?
We were sitting on the couch last night with the tray between us.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
We were trying.
Well, you're our inspiration, Case.
Right?
So we're working on it. And also, I wanted to mention this, too. Part of the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent sponsorship includes a donation each day from one of their brands today. It's 500 loaves of Stroman whole wheat bread. Stroman's Philly's favorite bread brand since 1927. Now, we don't collect non-perishable items at the campout, but when bulk donations are arranged ahead of time with Phil Abundance, they distribute them immediately at their 9 Fresh for All free farmers markets across the region. So another bit of love there. All right, so another guest we're going to welcome to our microphones, and he's been here on several occasions now. We love having him by. Recently had a victory in the midterm elections. Please welcome United States Senator Mr. Bob Casey.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Nice to see you again.
Thanks for having us back.
Of course. Absolutely. We love having you stop by. You've visited on a number of occasions. And you know what? I found out Marissa was telling me that when you make your way into Philadelphia, or at least I know you did, you stopped by Independence Hall for a visit?
I did.
And is that something that you do when you usually come to Philly?
It was a history tour because there used to be a tavern right across the street from the State House back in the 1780s and 90s called Hassel's Tavern. It's not there anymore, but I wanted to find out where it was. So we stood there, and they allowed me to have a beer as I stood on that side.
Really? No kidding.
Big news. I know you're all focused on Michelle Obama, but the big news was me there with a beer.
So they let you do that legally. There you go.
Marissa was saying, is that something you like to do, have a beer at a famous location?
Or? Yes, I do it like every couple of hours because there's not a lot going on in Washington.
You might as well get tanked.
Yeah. Were you at the event last night, the Michelle Obama event?
I was not.
Okay. Yeah, my wife was there, and just one of those empowering events. You know, she and five of her girlfriends.
And by the way, they had free beer.
No. Yeah. Nick said he saw the demographics coming out of there last night. He was over at Xfinity Live.
I was hanging out at Xfinity Live after our show wrapped up, and then when the Michelle Obama event ended, many of the people who were in attendance across the street came over to the Xfinity Live, and it was all very well-dressed women, groups of women, and you know, ages, all demographics, but it was the very well-appointed groups of women. It was cool to see. It was a different demo than, say, post-Sixers crowd at Xfinity Live.
I wanted to mention to you, the last time we spoke to you was on Election Day.
Right.
And it was my son's first time voting, 18 years old, and so we took him to the polls. And he was a little bit nervous because he wasn't sure what to expect when you go into the voting booth. But he came out of there with this really great smile on his face. Oh. And it was a cool experience for us as a family. It's the first time I've experienced this. This is my first 18-year-old, or he's our oldest, and he's the first to turn 18. So that was a really cool bonding moment, you know. And I know that you called in on the show just to remind people, no matter what their political choice is, their stance is, to get out and make sure that you let that voice be heard.
No, it was great of you to allow me to call in just to say to vote. And apparently on that brief interview, I was incredibly persuasive. Nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
No, people voted in record numbers, and it showed in the vote that the governor got, that I got, and others got. And I have to say thanks. I mean, this city in this region gave the kind of vote that we have never, ever seen in a midterm. And I think even if you voted for someone else, if you didn't vote for me, you could be happy about the fact that turnout was never better than in this midterm election.
Well, the more people participate, the more can get done.
And think about it this way. The statewide vote in Pennsylvania was 5 million people. The last time we had a midterm that was high turnout like that was 2006. That was 4 million. So a million more people just 12 years later. It's a great indicator that people are engaged, and I'm glad your son's part of that.
Yeah. So,
and you said he was able to sell a vote, too.
He sold one, and that was, you know, we said, listen,
who should I vote for? No. Let's see some money. No, we understand also that you were at the Relief Center recently for Philabundance. Is that correct?
Right before Thanksgiving.
And what's that experience like?
Oh, it's remarkable. You guys do so much for Philabundance. By the way, this effort here is like none other in the whole country. I don't know of anything that compares. So give yourselves a hand for that. This is a remarkable effort you make. And it's never been, I'll say this, on a policy front, never been more important. There's just a report released, I guess, a couple of weeks ago that indicated that Philly right now, in the last time they measured, between like 2015 and 17, that time period, over 300,000 people, about 18% of the population of the city, is in a household that's, quote, food insecure.
Yeah.
So your work has never been more important, never been more significant. So I want to thank you for that. I went to Philabundance to help out. Like most politicians, I didn't do a lot of work, right? I moved a couple of boxes around, but They're remarkable people.
They are. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a real passion project for them. They know it. It's not just a business. They absolutely do it with every bit of their heart. And,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
great to see them down here.
365 days a year.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. What's up for you in the next few weeks? Getting ready for the holidays like everyone else, I'm sure.
Well, I know, as you heard from Senator Coons, we're in the lame duck session. This is exciting, folks.
Yeah.
I know when you think of Washington now, you're just thinking of how you're going to beat the Eagles beat the Redskins Monday night. But more exciting even than that game will be the lame duck session.
Okay.
It'll be thrilling.
Right. I'm
no,
sure.
Seriously, though, one thing we can get done this, well, maybe two big things among several, but the farm bill we can get done. And a lot of people say, well, what's the farm bill all about? Ask, like, Dwight Evans, who's a member of Congress, who's on the Ag Committee. The farm bill is mostly about nutrition. So what we used to call food stamps and you now call the SNAP program is a
right.
big part of that. The good news is, as much as a lot of Republicans often try to cut it, they came together with us this year, and we're not there yet, but we're very close to getting an agreement with the House to get the farm bill done. So that's good news. Second big thing, it is good news. Second big thing is a criminal justice bill. That is the kind of bipartisan deal you don't see for 25 years. We have House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans in agreement, and believe it or not, even the President. So it's possible that the most significant piece of criminal justice reform legislation could be signed into law by the end of the year. That wow. is remarkable.
It's looking good, isn't it? It's looking yeah. very good.
Good for our country.
All right.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, listen, we appreciate you stopping by here in person. We love talking to you, and thanks for your continued support.
Kristen, thanks.
You
so
got
much.
It.
Appreciate
Ladies
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Bob Casey.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks. Good to see you. Appreciate it. Oh, man. We got all kinds of stuff today.
It's unbelievable. This yeah. is... Obviously, it's a lot. How do you feel, by the way? How's your energy level?
You know what? I kind of rebound last
night. You rebounded.
Night. You know
yeah.
what I found out? And I learned a lesson each year. No whiskey, just beer is the way to go. Because
okay.
last night I went sans whiskey, and I feel like a new man.
A new man. It's amazing.
New man.
Drink yeah. responsibly.
I do want to thank Naked Brewing, though, because they brought these gigantic 32-ounce cans of beer.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
I thought those were depth chargers.
I know. They would look like you know, motor oil.
Oh, my God.
But they dropped off a little love package, and I did crack open a couple of those.
That and potato chips.
Yeah.
Diet of champions.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice was a little rugged last night.
I've rebounded.
You've rebounded.
Yep.
And I could have sworn it was because of bourbon, but I guess.
No.
All right.
I think maybe the bourbon was hurting it. I don't know.
And honestly, I got to tell you, if you're having issues with your voice, you have, you know, as the cold season sets upon us, the Neil Med, the nose rinse, it's a lifesaver.
So, Preston, you mentioned Jim Gardner and Deuces and Cecily stopping by last night. And something that I've noticed grow over the last year or two is the love affair between Cecily and Jackie Bam Bam. I don't know. Have you
really?
I didn't see that.
It is so adorable to see those two because they are polar opposites if you were to look at them.
Yeah.
But to watch them interact, she loves him and he loves her. And they were going back on and forth on Twitter last night.
Does he get his nose like right on her face when he's talking to her like he does with Casey?
Oh,
no.
My God.
I think
okay.
he's a little more respectful of Cecily then, and Casey just gets right up on you.
Oh, man, and he was so bummed out after the interview last night because he had done all of this research. So,
he wanted to be part of the interview?
He wanted to be part of
the interview. He told me he didn't
want to
be. Oh, no, and then so afterwards, he basically, I was standing where you are sitting right now, and he did all of his shtick, all of his research he had done with me. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yes, I'm trying
okay.
to think of all of the stuff. He was pissed at Nick because Nick stole the one question that he was going to ask about the 40th anniversary of something.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so he had a whole list of stuff that he wanted to get to.
I'm sure Bill would have loved that.
Right, right. Well, anyhow, it was a great night last night. Yeah. Next year, if you get a chance, come out Thursday night. It's a lot of fun. Actually, any of the nights. So we're stoked that we have stuff going on in the evening as well. But not tonight. Today is the last day around 11 a.m. We're going to need the band, Marissa, okay? Thank you. I'm trying to kill time here, but we're going to get the band back up on stage.
Are they trying to score some pizza?
They're going. I mean, who can't?
Yes.
You can't resist Lorenzo's when they're in the tent. And, in fact, I may want to try something out in a moment.
You want to try this early? I think it's a good idea.
In the next segment, we might do that with Lorenzo's, and we thank them for bringing breakfast, our pizza, today. Lorenzo and Sons has three locations, South Street, High Street, and Westchester, and a bunch of the stands in the Wells Fargo Center, but they also are opening up here at Xfinity Live in spring of next year. You can go to LorenzoAndSonsPizza.com for more information.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I want to take a break and come back in a moment. We've got a bunch of donations, obviously, but the B-File and the prize giveaways and all that stuff.
All that stuff.
So we will take a break. We'll come back in just a second. Come and see us at Xfinity Live for the Camp Albert Hunger on MMR. Hey, gang. All this week, we're camping out and broadcasting our show from Xfinity Live in South Philly
for our 21st annual Preston and Steve Camp Out for Hunger, benefiting Philabundance.
Inside the warm confines of the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent, we'll have special guests each morning, along with hot coffee from the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show, a Dunkin' Donuts.
WMMR.com has all the info you'll need. Camp Out would not be possible without the generosity of you, our great friends and listeners, and our partners.
WMMR and Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger.
Putting Philly first.
Of love, I want to spread some love to some more members of the MMR staff that make this event happen. We absolutely, positively could not do it without our engineering staff.
Everything.
They are the hardest workers of this event. And Rodney Bird is he's the quarterback of it all. So, Rodney, real quick, so I don't... Yeah, absolutely.
Grab the mic, Rodney.
Rod.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that work this event, and I don't know everybody's names, and I don't want to miss anybody. Can you rattle off some of the names of people that help out in the engineering side?
Kathleen, Mark,
we can't hear you in the tent here.
That's because I'm not on in the...
Oh, okay. He's just on the radio. Sorry, folks. Go ahead, Rodney.
So Kathleen, Mark, who else?
Who's the lady from Utah?
Oh, Karen.
Karen.
Okay. Karen, our right hand.
Dale.
Dale. Yeah,
Captain Dale takes off a week to do this for us.
Yep.
Who else?
I know Ryan Whitson was here
Ryan
for a while.
Ryan Whitson. We have
our gang from
Matt Popo.
Our gang
Dan,
from
Newman University.
Bowder Audio.
Bowder Audio.
Indre Recording Studio.
Michael Comstock,
Michael Comstock out there.
Yep.
The IMS technology guys.
See how many it is? He's going on and on. You guys have no idea.
Well, what you don't realize, you're sitting right here, is behind this tent, there's a whole rig of stuff going on.
Sean McDonald and the gang from Newman.
Yep. A video switching room back there. The whole thing. It's amazing.
Yeah, we should actually take a camera and kind of shoot that a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that in a little bit.
Behind the stuff, scene stuff. So, but anyhow, thank you to our engineering department. They're amazing.
Yes, they deserve it.
That's more than Kathy.
I believe before we get to the bizarre file, we are going to have another donation, and we love these guys. They have the two most biggest badass buildings in Philadelphia.
Yes, they do.
We want to welcome from Comcast the Vice President of Operations, Robert Jones.
Yay!
And the Vice President of Public Relations, it's Jennifer Bologna.
Yeah.
Did I get your name right, Jennifer?
Yes, you did.
I dated a girl named Patty Bologna.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did. So you and I, we almost had sex.
We have history.
Circuitously, you've had sex. Yeah.
I had to go there, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No. Well.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have to.
It's what I do.
That's okay.
We thank you guys so much for your continued support over the years of the Camp Out for Hunger.
Absolutely.
And, I know you guys are going to make a donation, but listen, the building, the new building, I've only been by the exterior of it. Is it? Can people go in and check it out now? Or
you go yes, the lobby's open. There's a great coffee shop in there by Greg Vernick. It's amazing.
Yeah,
the lobby is just beautiful, and we are already talking about having you guys back.
Yes, we want to go up.
Got to do that.
We had a great tour all the way up to the top of the first building.
Yep,
we'd love to do that again. It's pretty amazing.
Do you have some sort of Christmas display up top? Is that?
So the Christmas display is in the Comcast Center, the original building. That's the holiday spectacle.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You know, the new building is decorated, and it has the awesome coffee shop, which has holiday stuff, and it's a great place. You know, we say, go see the holiday spectacular, walk across the street, have a cup of coffee, hot chocolate at the Vernick Coffee Shop.
And have they put another Billy Penn up on the top?
They did, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was early.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's important, right?
That was
important. Yeah. We saw the little Billy Penn on the top of the... first building.
Yep.
You're like, oh, there you go. Perfect.
So, Robert, you're the VP of operations for all of Comcast?
No.
Okay.
Just for the Philadelphia region, just covering just the city.
What the hell are we talking to you for?
I know. Why am I here? The big reason. It's all them over there.
It's a big job.
I kid. Absolutely. How long have you been in that position?
3 years almost.
Okay. Wow. And you've seen this things continue to grow and get big along the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, you guys do great work, and we appreciate it. And we understand there's a donation today.
Absolutely. But first, we want to thank you for what you do in the community. It's amazing. So we just want to start out by thanking you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
But again, I'm standing in. I come as one, but I stand for 10,000 because all of the people that are in the Philadelphia region that represent Comcast, we call them Comcasters. So we collected this year 15,700 pounds of food.
Wow. Outstanding. That is awesome. Thank you so much. Really, thank you.
15,000.
Yeah, that's 7.8 tons, and last year we were at about 10,000 pounds.
We like the way you're going. Awesome. Yes.
That's amazing.
Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
So, again, I said I stand in for all the folks that are here. We have them on the side over here, but I just want to represent not only myself, but our leader, Jim Samaha. Anthony Biggs, I think, is over there. He covers the New Jersey and the Delaware area, and Daryl Adams covers the Comops area, and Imani Breaker, she covers the CARE. All of those groups collectively together were the ones that were responsible.
Well, you guys do a phenomenal job, of course.
Yeah.
We sing your praises all the time. I have everything you could have. What's that?
You know Ken.
Yeah. Yes, Ken Sedbury, yes. who leads SEAL Team 6. They set up everything in my house.
Yeah.
I love everything. It integrates. I tell everyone, if you have not checked out what Xfinity and Comcast is offering right now, you're out of your mind, because it's a ton of great stuff.
And I will.
Go ahead.
You're an awesome ambassador, Steve. And the every year we come here, we have something really cool to talk about. And this year, the really exciting thing is Amazon Prime Video.
Yes.
Coming to X1 very soon. So you're going to be able to use your voice remote to see any of the Prime originals, like the Romanoffs or Man in the High Castle.
Right.
Or any of the video content they have. It's just super easy.
Yesterday, Preston just took the remote. You know, the Xfinity remote, jumped onto Netflix quickly by using the vocal command.
I use it all the
time. Yes, all the time.
Yep.
We love it.
Yes.
And last year we were talking about Xfinity Mobile, which is doing amazing. It's the new cellular service. It's all about saving our internet customers money on their cell bills. We have more than 1 million customers, and we brought everybody Xfinity Mobile hats.
Oh.
Yay!
Everybody in the audience.
Everybody. That's phenomenal. Thank you, guys. Very, very cool. We'll make sure everybody gets those. And we appreciate all the support and the donation. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you for the partnership.
Appreciate it. Round of applause for them.
Oh, they're too busy catching hats that are throwing out of there. So thank you very much to Robert Jones and Jennifer Bellota for being here. All right. I believe we're going to do the Bizarre File. Fire it up, please, Jason.
Now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This morning, brought to you by Heritage Business Systems, the document imaging equipment solution is Heritage Business Systems. Service, satisfaction, reliability, that's Heritage Business Systems, your authorized Canon copier dealer. We'll start with this. A man was taken to a hospital in Arizona this week after shooting himself in the groin inside a Walmart.
There you go.
Yeah, the police tweeted that officers were working what appeared to be a self-inflicted accidental shooting.
Oh, my balls!
They later confirmed in an update, adult male accidentally shot himself in the groin area inside the Walmart.
Did he tuck the gun in the front of his belt?
Yep.
That's the oldest mistake in the book.
The incident occurred after a semi-automatic handgun that was being held in the man's waistband began to slip. The gun, which was not in a holster, discharged as he attempted to reposition it.
Oh, my balls!
When police officers responded to the gunshot the man was found in the meat section of the Walmart store with survivable injuries.
Do you have a London broil on his
Officers said that they filed a report for the unlawful discharge of a firearm, but it was believed to be accidental. It's not immediately clear if the man will be charged by local police. Now, over the years, Walmart has been the host to several wince-inducing groin injuries. In May this year, a man who had been released from jail just 24 hours left with a bruised scrotum after attempting to flee a Walmart in Vidor, Texas, by jumping over a fence. Ryan Peranzer had tried to get a refund for items taken from store shelves, but he bruised his balls. Last year, a woman was intoxicated after allegedly drinking beer inside Walmart and grabbed the paramedic by the testicles as he was evaluating her following her arrest. And in 2016, paramedics were rushed to a Walmart parking lot in Charlotte, North Carolina to treat a man who tried to drive himself to the hospital after being shot in the groin
To be honest, I know the company wouldn't want it to be done, but wouldn't a reality show at a very active Walmart
of
be
course.
Awesome?
Of course.
It'd be an amazing bit of television.
I agree. Well, how drunk do you have to be to try and pay for a cheeseburger with a sock? You'll have to ask a British man, and I kid you not, his name is Shamshire Butt.
Shamshire Butt.
Yeah, Shamshire Butt made a late-night run to McDonald's earlier this month. He apparently drove there drunk, and when he got into the drive-thru window to pay for his order, he offered up a package of potato chips to pay with, and that backfired, so he decided to try to pay with his sock.
I'm sorry, we need another sock.
After that, didn't work. An employee at the restaurant asked Butt to wait for his food in the parking lot, while another employee called police, and police found Butt's blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit, and Butt was arrested for drinking and driving. Butt was banned from driving for 18 months and fined $154. A series of fascinating photographs showing how German Nazi soldiers would dress up in women's clothing and put on cross-dressing shows on the front line has been compiled in a new book. Artist Martin Damen had intended to research soldiers' lives in the Third Reich and ended up stumbling across a surprising number of amateur photographs of Nazi conscripts dressed as women. They show Nazi soldiers in everything from bras and dresses to homemade crop tops and skirts created from blankets.
Nice scams.
Yeah.
Cross-dressing during times of war was not isolated to the German Nazis and notably also took place during World War I.
Well, we're looking at a couple pictures right here.
Yep. It is thought that it served as a way to lighten the mood of soldier life and to provide entertainment to...
Looks a little bit like Caitlin.
To tired and bored soldiers, a large majority of them heterosexual men starving of female company. Many of the photographs in the book appear to have been taken during celebrations or parties, at which point the soldiers had to do their best they could to make each other laugh and raise their spirits.
Okay. So, who was holding on to these photos?
I don't know. Sociologist Harold Welzer rejects the notion interpreting these images of these German soldiers as something unusual and restricted to World War I and the Wehrmacht as well.
So do we believe this happened like during the Revolutionary War as well?
Maybe it did. Maybe back in the day they did that. All right, and then one last story. 22-year-old Kelly Young of Berkshire, England, posted a pair of Timberland boots for sale on eBay, and a man bought them to give his wife as a gift. Well, Young had forgotten that she was using the box for the boots as a hiding place for her vibrator and accidentally mailed that to the customer.
I like that.
Yes.
Yep. She only found out about her mistake when the customer's wife messaged her asking if she, quote, lost something, along with a photo of her vibrator sitting in the cardboard box next to the green boots.
Oh, and it's a big one, too.
Yep.
It looks like a shell.
Young says that she only got the courage to reply a few days later, but she hasn't heard back from them yet.
So. I have a friend that does closet organizing. She goes into people's houses and she helps them get organized. And she said, in the closet, like, you have no idea.
She sees it all the time.
Oh, like stuff that she finds in there. Yeah, like they'll hide it in their sock drawer or, under their jeans.
Like S&M stuff? Things
or something.
Like that?
Everything. Like, but mostly, vibrators and stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Where to keep yours?
In your...
It's in the wall safe.
Did you almost say...
Almost. I almost said in your, and then I thought Bill Weston, and then I stopped.
Yeah. All right. And that's what I have in the bizarre file for you this week.
All right.
But, I got more stories. We'll get to them a little bit later on. We want to welcome a dear friend of the show to our microphone. He is the head honcho. He is the executive director of Philabundance. And he's the guy to make sure everything gets where it needs to be. This is Glenn Bergman.
Yeah.
Coach, No, he's not the president. He's the executive director. Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Nice to see you, sir.
Nice to see you.
Seen you every day this week.
That's right. Every day. Last night was amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. I don't know how you guys get up. It's so early and get back on it every day.
Well, we we've done it for a number of years, and we just kind of rally and
the healing power of narcotics.
Well, that helps too. Yeah, it definitely.
No,
does.
No, and actually, this year has been the energy's been so good and up that we haven't fallen into the usual pitfalls, and it's been a great experience.
Great.
I'm sure you've been feeling the energy.
I mean, last night with the 186
Porsches.
String band. And everything else going on around here. It was the energy level outside with the volunteers.
Yes.
I went over and bought a gift card over at Xfinity for the volunteers to go buy lunch or have some drinks tonight.
It's amazing. And honestly, the volunteers, you bring up a good point. They're a critical element of this. They actually, many of them take their vacation weeks from work out here loading up these vehicles. They make it a thing. They make sure they're here. They're inquiring about signing up months in advance.
That's right.
I mean, none of this would get done, yes. So thank you to those guys, and thank you to you.
That's really great.
For recognizing
really
me.
Great.
And
this is amazing out here every night. Early in the morning, I'm driving down here at 6 in the morning. There's already people here.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for all of your support, for all the listeners.
Especially the guy in the hot dog costume. I mean, it's an 8-foot-tall hot dog.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're going to donate that hot dog.
There you go.
I think you
should. Have a family of 50. Tear them apart.
So what kind of message would you like to get out there? Anything?
Well, I think that people should know, your listeners should know, that this food drive is the largest food drive in the country. And that we have a... We have a warehouse of 50,000, 60,000 square feet in North Philadelphia. This food drive will fill the warehouse.
That's all.
And this food will start going out. Volunteers will start going out, or start coming in to help sort through this. And we'll have this food going out. Starting yesterday when I was in the warehouse, they were already sorting the food.
Excellent.
Which is phenomenal. And we were hearing just how important is this, how this camp out, this event, to what you guys are doing all year long.
Well, it's not only the food, but it's also how you keep increasing the awareness of the community. Senator Casey talked about it. Senator Coons.
Yeah.
The mayor talked about it. We are the poorest city in the United States, but we are a city that is trying so hard with all the volunteers and with your support and all the sponsors that we've had here to really fight this problem. And we really, really appreciate and we're really humbled for the whole staff and for all the people we serve, the 320 agencies. We really thank you for all of your work.
Well, thank
absolutely.
You.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And
just amazing.
And your work as well. I mean, you guys obviously... This is what you do, but I'm sure you wouldn't want to have to do what you do if you get my meaning.
There's always going to be a need for food. And the thing is that we all eat. We need housing. And so if we can take care of the basic needs when anybody falls through the cracks, that's what we want to do. And there will always be a need for this. But what we really want to see is that the education level goes up, that the support services are there. Senator... Casey talked about the farm bill, the importance of it, that these things are given to people when they are in need. And there's no reason for this country to have the type of hunger that it has. And we hope to fight this, to continue to fight this. And with people like all of you and all of you out there in the listening audience, we thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
We have... You've given to us, and we have given to you something. We wanted to give to you a little present.
It is very cool.
Here, can you get a shot
of
this?
A little truck here.
Yeah,
this is our Phil Abundance truck.
It's a Phil Abundance truck, but they've added the members of the Preston and Steve show to the side of it. We'll see if we can zoom in on this.
I was going to get the Hess truck, but now I'm good.
This is good. And then, if you look this way... Casey and Nick are driving.
On yours, Steve are driving.
Ah, that's nice.
I just want to do a shout-out for Marissa.
Oh, my God.
She's giving us hugs back there, and she's just wonderful. I can't believe also that she's still walking around here. So thank you very
much. She's running around.
She doesn't walk. She runs. Yeah.
Well, she said it's like a mouse that's in your house somewhere. And every now and then you just across the room. You're like, there it went. That's Marissa.
Scamper is the word.
Yeah, scamper. Thank you. She's a scamper.
Thank you very much.
It's here for Glenn, guys. Glenn Bergman, Executive Director of PhilAbundance. We have more to come. We have big donations. We have some fun stuff we're going to do. So we're going to get a commercial break in now. But good man Fisk is going to entertain you guys here in the tent. We'll be back in a second. More to Camp Out for Hunger. Infinity Live. Come and see us.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Ghost.
This friendship mischief is now coursing through your soul.
Bad Wolves. The Struts.
Ooh, your body's lost. Your body's lost. Ooh, ooh, your body's lost.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Amazing. Just amazing.
Just, you know.
Astonishing.
Steve, people use the word hero.
Yes. And they call Chuck Yeager a hero. Yeah, yeah. It's insulting.
By the way, I think I may have hurt myself when.
You were moshing?
Yeah, well, I was headbanging. Okay. They were playing some Metallica, and the moment caught me. And I haven't done some headbanging in a long time, so I got to...
It looked like you in that ball at the early part of the week.
Dude, I had to look like an idiot. Did I look like an idiot?
Well, you look like you're having a seizure.
Okay.
That's you're supposed to.
That's what I was going
for. Yeah.
So, I thought you were going to fall. I'm like, he's going to fall.
I know.
But, I didn't actually see it.
Yeah, well...
Local broadcaster.
I'm sure we'll relive that in video
Complete
form.
Complete paralysis.
Down the road. By the way, Marissa wanted me to inform everybody that the videos... Because here on our giant monitor that we have all these huge video screens in the tent. The videos that have been playing up on here, those are all available online on PrestonandSteve.com. Recaps of each day and just some general atmosphere stuff. They've been doing these drone footage shots.
Yes, time-lapse.
Time-lapse drone footage, and they had it when the Porsches came in last night. It's really cool stuff, and it circles around the whole area.
To see how big this epping thing is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can see the amusement park rides and all that stuff.
Yeah.
People have been availing themselves of.
Yeah, the other night I was showing my kids, because I was so proud of this moment, I showed them the footage of me catching the arrow out of midair, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
And my son was like, I mean, because...
You're my dad!
That's my dad! I mean, he loves the Avengers, right? And that's like a straight-up superhero move right there.
That's what Loki did.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what? I know, Marissa, we have something planned we're going to do in just a second, but we need to do the privilege section. We need some new people to sit in the privilege section. I'm seeing... You know what? Do you guys mind if I pick one?
No, please. By all means.
I see. There's a guy dressed. I love the hot dog, man. But somebody brought a sign that's directly. It's directed at me. And it says, Preston, I cleaned your golf clubs at Indian Valley Country Club. Can I be privileged for once? So I'm going to let you come up, dude.
Oh, there you go.
And it's a picture of he and I together. Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. It's good to see you again. What's your name? Because I forgot.
Sean.
It's Sean. Okay. I was going to say Glenn. I've been totally wrong.
Sean Glenn.
And who is this?
Brendan.
Brendan? All right, cool. And do you still work at Indian Valley Country Club?
On the side.
On the side a little bit, yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Thanks for coming out here. And you have a privileged shirt as well. Love that. How long have you been listening to the Preston and Steve Show?
5 years now?
Five years. Excellent. Well, thank you guys. Have you been to the Camp Out for Hunger before?
First year.
Another first timer. I love it, man.
This is excellent to see a lot of first timers out here.
Yeah, so we're gonna have Sean sit in the privilege section, but first he's going to choose a prize courtesy of WSFS Bank and Marissa.
You guys are privileged in winning a $50 Amazon gift card.
All right. The next hour, you can sit over there. And we've got, of course, Hand and Soul Massage and Facial Spa is going to come take care of you. And by the way, he cleaned my clubs wonderfully.
What about your balls?
You know what? Sean, did you clean my balls that day? No, not that day. We'll work on that another time.
He's got a Bucknell hat on, too.
Does he?
Yeah. Hey.
Double duty. I love it. All right, so I think I mentioned earlier. Yes, Marissa?
5 minutes out on that stunt.
No, not the stunt. Something else I was going to do, but I know. Thank you for the update on
this. Yes, we love that.
I mentioned earlier that behind the scenes there's all kinds of stuff that you may not be privy to. Do we have video available?
Yeah, Nick Murphy said that we should be ready to go to show everybody here in the tent, and then obviously we'll make this available for anybody listening on the radio right now.
Okay, so I see a camera, so I'll do the best for those of you listening on the radio to follow along. But behind this stage, it's a ton of equipment and stuff that you don't even realize is back there. So we're going to send, and by the way, he's got a Steadicam, the guy's from Newman University. So go behind the big video wall and, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Casey and Kathy are making out.
We caught them.
We got him.
Oh, damn it, I knew it.
I knew it.
Years this has been going on.
Oh, wow.
Every year at 8:32 on Friday during camp.
That's why she always screws up the sponsors.
Well, let's go back. Wait a minute. So we totally, yeah, go back there again. Get that was here. Just the joke part of it. But you got to see the video wall because it's a piece of serious technology that we have back there. Can you pan up and show how high up that goes and all the things that take to make this work. So there's a lot of people that have to put this stuff together for several days before we even begin the live broadcast. He's going to continue down the hall and pass that guy's butt that's sticking out.
Whose ass is that?
And this is just for the video alone. There's Nick Murphy.
Hey!
You got fans back here, Nick. And this is all the video equipment, the switching equipment and editing. And these guys are all from Newman University. They're students, and they get some hands-on experience as to how to run a live event. It's really cool. And they're editing these videos as we go along to make sure that they can get up on social media. That's IMS?
IMS is doing all the
coordination. Okay, that's from Rodney who checked in with me. He said IMS is doing all the coordination as well. It says, Marissa's computer, do not use, thanks, diva.
Wow.
And then the video wall came from Light Action.
And the video wall came from Light Action as well. But the students are manning this whole thing. This goes, hang a right and go into the green room, if you would, please, real quick.
Let's see who's in there. Who shouldn't be in there?
Yeah, let's see. So we're taking a live video feed. There's the guys from Good Man Fisk.
Yes.
And so this is where everybody kind of goes and chills out for a little while and does their cocaine so nobody can see
that's
it.
Right. That'll blow.
But we've got some refreshments and things for people to relax in the Ashley Home Furniture Home Store has. I had to wait to read that on the sign when it went
Ashley
Home Store.
Home Furniture for your home.
Yeah, so that's that. And should we go anywhere else?
I think that's fine. I just want to see the RV.
Well, you can go out. The toilets are clogged by outside. Well,
wait, both of them?
We filled them. The whole thing's full.
Hey, we did it!
Yeah!
Yes!
This is where Steve and I, this is our
abode.
Yep, this is where we do it.
Oh, wait, where are the chips? Where are the potatoes?
Oh, show the chips.
Go up into the kitchen, and Steve and I were almost finished with the chips. They
and they brought a new tray!
That's from Mission Barbecue. We had almost completed eating that whole thing.
It takes a lot of work to eat this.
That's my room up there. Go up into my room and see. Let's see. I'm sure it's a mess.
Hey, look. There's some bourbon.
There's a bottle of bourbon right next to the bed.
There you go.
Kathy, I make a mess.
My cousin was here last night, and I was showing her around where you guys slept. She was interested in that, so I showed her Steve's room, and she was like, oh, okay, this is really nice in here. And then I showed her Preston's room, and I was like, he's not as cleanly as Steve.
There's the bathroom. It says, do not use, full.
How did we do that, Preston?
A lot of hard work. A lot of potato chips.
A lot of potato chips. I guess that's bulky. What's that?
Sorry, do you still have the rule in there?
No, I pooped this morning in there.
Okay, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Are the sinks full, though?
Yeah, we pooped in the sinks, too.
That's Steve's room. Can we go
in? Go in, yeah.
This is where Casey was naked earlier this week.
The hooker should have left.
We had a wonderful picture. But
there we go.
Steve, those are the soda streams.
Yes.
Soda streams that we got. Yep. And also a couple of the recently purchased My Pillows.
Yep, that's correct.
It was actually very comfortable, Preston.
Can I do a quick review? Can you give me a quick review on the My Pillow?
It was fine.
Okay,
it's a fine pillow. You know what I actually do prefer? And I'm not saying it just because it's a sponsor. The Sleep Number pillow, I think, is a superior pillow. So.
Okay, fair enough. So that's a peek into the behind-the-scenes world of the Camp Out for Hunger. Rodney, what you want to tell me something?
There's Indre out back.
Indre is out back.
There you go.
Oh, and there's Casey.
Aww. The picture that launched 1,000 romances. There we go. I would like to do a Dr. Seuss story about the tiny village that lives in the hair above your ass.
I would love to see that.
The hair above his ass crack. All right, this is all the equipment behind. This is from Bowder, or is it from Indre?
Indre Recording.
Indre Recording, who helps us get the live music
where we
set
smoke
up.
Weed.
And oh, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, has he been in that truck all week?
Michael yes. Comstock. Yeah, we give him a bucket.
Yeah.
Right.
So Michael's in the.
He's got chips.
He's got chips. Sustenance. Give him the Mission Barbecue chips. He'll be good to go. That's wonderful. I didn't even know that existed.
I had no idea. Yeah. That's why I guess I saw Gumby going in and out of that van.
I had no idea.
I knew the van was there. I did not know he was inside.
And remember, we had that little power outage last year during the show. Well, I took care of that this year. Go to the right, guys.
I can't. They can't hear you, Rodney.
Tell them to go to the right.
He says go to the right because he wants us to see the.
Look at those.
Those twin generators.
Those
my
are
guns.
The generators that
300
it takes to power
kW.
Everything. Shut up, Roddy. I can't talk
kW.
And hear you at the same time. But that gives us all the power that we need to keep things warm in here, and we just lost the power.
That's right. It. They're having a chip eating party in the van.
All right, so
that was
go.
Awesome.
That's your
yeah, there you go. How about
look.
That?
Of the Camp Out for Hunger, and obviously that's why I thanked engineering earlier. And I want to thank our sales department because this takes a lot of money to run, and they generate a lot of revenue via our sponsors and clients. And we couldn't be able to do it without people like Dunkin' Donuts and Bimbo Bakeries and WSFS and Ashley and all these people. Here's our potato chips.
Yay!
Thank you, Sean. That's awesome.
You know, impressive thing about just throwing a party at your house, mm-hmm. how much work goes into that and getting invitations out. This thing, again, as you just heard from the head muckety-muck himself, Phil Abundance, that this is the largest food drive in the country. It's amazing.
And just to kind of give you guys an idea, like what it costs to put this thing together. Just, I had a friend of mine who was here earlier in the week and was in the tent. And, oh, I could use this tent for an event. Hey, Casey, sends me a text. How much does the tent cost? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I don't know. I asked Rodney. $30,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. He goes, okay, thanks. Never mind.
Good luck with that charity.
Yeah, how about a charity? Yeah.
All right. Well, we would like to bring up another donation to the microphone. So, Marissa, is that what we're doing, Marissa?
Oh, they're both here.
Oh, they're both here.
Okay. So, let's hold on the donation. Okay.
We're going to hold on the donation.
And we're gonna bring over something because our friends, we've had wonderful food delivered every single morning, breakfast for people to come out. And this morning, my friend Joe, who's actually a neighbor of mine, owns Lorenzo and Sons Pizza, legendary pizza joint in Philadelphia and other locations, obviously. But the pizzas are so large that they have to open up both doors to get the pizzas inside. Are they actually inside yet, Marissa? Where'd she go?
She can't see her. She's running around.
Oh, there they are. You see them running in.
Here we go.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, Joe's going to bring one all the way to the front of the stage. Here, everybody get out of the way. Here goes Joe. Joe Paluzzi.
By the way, those boxes have to be made special. It's not a standard size.
Yes, they do.
That is insane.
And Joe's brought the pizza over, so we wanted to try something out. These slices...
We'll get it around back.
...are so large. You know what? Yeah, can you bring it around? I don't know if it'll fit through the door.
A lot of people buy the boxes and use them to put their jacuzzis on.
Okay. Yeah. As the slate that they put them on. But we wanted to try something out because the pizzas are actually, the slices are so large when you buy them that it's impossible to just to eat them regularly.
No.
With the size of the human mouth.
In fact, there's a whole bunch of math involved in how you're going to make that work.
That's correct. So we're going to try an enhanced version of eating. Nick, you can actually sit here if you want.
All right.
We're going to need...
Well, what I think is, can we get like bring a table, like one of those high top tables? And we need also...
Here comes Dale.
Here we go. And maybe a couple of paper plates.
Oh, yeah. We'll need a paper plate. How about a piece of paper? Did that work? No. Okay, so here we go. We got the pizza being placed on the tables. That's what you want, Case?
Yeah. Well, we'll move that eventually when we start to get into the...
Nitty gritty. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So we decided to try something out here. The only way to enjoy Lorenzo's pizza on the whole is to have some assistance. And we are doing that via a dental device, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So Casey and Nick are going to put these lip spreaders in. If you've ever gone to the dentist and you have to get some dental work done, they do this so it pulls your lips up and your cheeks out to the side so they can get in there and work really well.
Yeah.
So it's...
for eating purposes, Preston,
yeah.
It gives you maximum coverage of the pie.
Yeah, and my hair is pepperoni pizza.
Your favorite is
pepperoni
pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like pineapple.
You like pineapple?
Okay. I also like mushroom.
Excuse me?
Mushrooms.
All right, is this, Preston, the specifics of this contest, Jesus, are we talking the quickest to eat one slice fully?
I don't know.
I don't know.
How about the entire pie?
Let's just see how it goes.
Let's just see how it goes.
All right.
And we'll see who ate it best. Do you guys, you can sit down if you want, because we've got close-up video on, and that'll go up on the screen for everyone to see. So, Case, you can take my seat, and or Nick, you can take my seat.
You'll have the microphone right in front of you, so.
All right, and
you can have your microphone.
Okay, I'll trade your microphone.
I think... Rodney or ENT, just in case
you need the ENTs here. Okay.
Heinlich manure.
To do the what?
The Heinlich manure.
The Heinlich. I know. The Heinlich maneuver.
The Heinlich manure.
Okay. All right. I actually know how to do that. Just in case we need it. Okay. So we've got. Yeah. We've got both Nick and Casey.
All right.
And we have these huge slices of Lorenzo's pizza. I've never seen anybody eat anything with these things in before.
You never seen me eat, Preston.
All right. This guy eats a banana in 2 bites.
He eats a menorah in 2 bites.
No, I know what he said.
Banana.
Oh, banana.
I have to watch it every
And time. I have been fasting all hour, so I think I'm ready to go.
Okay, put in your dental devices.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Hey, how hot is that pizza, too?
It's cold.
It's not that hard.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you guys ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, lick your lips.
All right, raise your pizza case. Get ready.
We have a split. We have a split screenshot.
Dear Don.
You can watch this on Facebook.
Don't make me laugh.
All right, do what, Marissa?
Cheers, pizza.
All right, cheers your pizza.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. And
cheers.
On your mark, get set, and go. All right, here's the first bite.
Oh, my God.
Casey has to, you have to let gravity take effect, right, Casey?
Oh, my God, look at Nick.
That's disgusting.
Nick couldn't get any more gross when he ate.
Because your lips are not assisting.
All right.
I love you, Sash. I love you. Cat.
Start eating.
He loves you. He loves you. Nick looks like he, oh, my God.
Don't make me laugh.
He can't lick. Nick is laughing his ass off. Oh, my God.
It's hey,
disgusting.
Casey, do you need something to drink?
I got it.
Okay, you got it? All right, so. Oh, Nick, did you take it out?
Uh-uh.
No.
Okay, all right. Casey's going to take a drink. It's like a sprinkler. Nick, here's some water if you need it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Just try not to get any of it.
Right, don't laugh, Nick. Now,
don't get any of the equipment.
That was. Casey looks like he's looking at a UFO.
Hey, Maris.
Oh my God, Jesus is up there.
Yeah, thank you. All right,
excuse me for 1 second.
Okay.
Nick's wiping his mouth.
He's wiping his mouth. Casey, I know you're using the gravity method. You lean back.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Nick is leaning forward, which I find kind of wild. All right, now he's tilting back. You got to let gravity take over. This looks like an inspiring story of two guys born without lips.
It actually, Steve, it looks like the sequel to Hellraiser.
It does.
You know what, though? It's really delicious.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
It's Lorenzo's, of course.
How far along are you guys?
I'm almost done, Steve.
No, Casey's about halfway. He's eaten more than you think he has.
Yeah.
So
we want to do it to completion because I think they might hemorrhage.
I don't know. Case, what do you think?
Don't talk with food in your mouth.
Have more water, Case.
Actually, that'll help a little bit. Yeah. So. Case is going to get a sip of water.
Kathy, do I have anything in my teeth?
I'm sorry we're doing such a visual thing
on
the
radio. But it is just,
this is just hilarious. Case,
this is my favorite sweatshirt.
It's his favorite sweatshirt.
Did you get some on your favorite sweatshirt?
It's an
damn it.
It's an absolute mess. I tell you what.
It makes you really appreciate.
Yeah. Keep going.
Oh, it fell out right there.
I know. The guy slid out every now and then.
What?
The kind of slid out every now and then. They slid out of your house.
Like this. Yeah, I slip out of there.
Every now and then.
Say?
You say?
Yeah.
My dental device.
It doesn't affect your yoga cards.
It doesn't affect your what?
Your yoga cards.
Your yoga cards.
Yoga hearts?
What?
Yogurt hearts.
Yoga cards.
Oh, your vocal cords.
I thought you said yoga fans.
All right, keep going. I think actually Nick is closing in on perhaps finishing.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
I think, are Casey's lip spreaders a little bit bigger than Nick's?
His lips are almost pulled back to his ears.
Yeah. I thought maybe Casey's mouth was a little smaller than Nick's, so it looked like that.
Nick is like a wood chipper.
Nick is drooling all over the place.
You can actually feed full pieces of lumber into Nick's mouth.
Yeah. Delicate flower.
My lip spreaders, I got from a dentist.
He got his lip spreaders from a dentist.
This is legit.
All right, we're closing in.
You know what? No, I would pay good money to see Kathy do this, to be honest.
Oh, that...
I would pay
with her perfect teeth.
Good money. That's a pair. They're clean. All right, just going to put them in. Why not? And have at least a bite. All right, Kathy. Oh, I can't believe you agreed to do this.
All right.
All right, she's taking a bite. Let's see.
Look at Kathy's teeth. They're perfect.
They are perfect. They're absolutely perfect.
This is like that special prom night, Kathy.
How does it taste?
It's stuck.
Exactly, because you can't assist the swallow.
She actually sounds very articulate with that. She's shaking her head to try to get it down into her throat. Yeah. And there we go. Nice job, Kath. Not bad at all.
You want some water?
Yeah. I can't believe she did that. Did you guys finish? Casey's finished it.
No, he's not. He cheated. I got up there.
What did he do?
He threw it in the trash can.
All right.
Look at this. Look at this. That's a cheater.
We're going to Secaucus for the film.
Oh.
All right.
Preston, it looks like a fish-fry pants.
Yes, it does. Stand up. Let's see that.
Preston.
There you go.
I pissed my pants.
You did piss your pants. Okay, well,
Do we declare a winner or is this a tie?
I think it's a tie. All right, what do you guys think, right?
I mean, they both did a phenomenal job. Though Casey's human sprinkler impression was quite impressive.
I think you guys should kiss. I really do. Yeah. I think it's... Oh, my God. That is repulsive. Oh, man. You all right, buddy?
Yeah. You know what, though?
What?
I got to take my hair sweatshirt off to reveal my favorite t-shirt.
Oh, it says Delco.
Delco t-shirt.
So that just goes to show you how big Lorenzo's Pizza is. And you need that special device to eat. Here you go, Nick.
Do you know that they're actually designing plates, paper plates, that are the size of the slices? Because when you get the slices, they have to put the two plates together.
Yeah.
But look at the size of these plates, and they were hanging over these plates.
Yeah, these are like platters that you would serve large.
Legendary. Sorry,
Marissa? They're called what?
Chargers.
What are those plates?
Yeah, you put them on here.
I can't hear her. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. You put them on your table when you're setting dinner, and it's kind of like where you put your dinner plate on top of the charger.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
And it's decorative.
And it was even hanging off of that.
That must be a dinner en blanc thing.
All right. So, yeah, leave the pizza up here because
I want a slice.
Still? After watching that?
Watching that was so enticing.
Believe it or not, it's that good. I still want some pizza.
It looked like a great white eating an infant.
We need to do our next donation. Marissa, could we bring over our next representative? We have called Xfinity Live home for a few years now. It was a perfect move for us. We used to do our live broadcast at the Plymouth Meeting Metroplex. The first place we did was the Adams Mark Hotel on City Ave, and then we moved out to Plymouth Meeting, and we did it for several years there. And eventually we graduated to this location because we needed more room, first of all, and we wanted a place that was a little more centrally located for people in New Jersey and in Delaware and the suburbs and city of Philadelphia. And we found a wonderful home, and it's right here at Xfinity Live. And we would like to welcome from Xfinity Live Mr. Tony Monaco, who is here this morning.
Thank you, Preston.
Nice to meet you,
guys.
Boy, that's a hard act to follow.
Right? I know. We're sorry.
Well, we do have some.
No, no. It's, actually, it's a perfect segue. I know it was first announced that Lorenzo and Sons is coming to Xfinity Live. We are so excited. And that was if you weren't here, you didn't get to see that. Everyone listening to the radio, that was unbelievable. We're going to have to buy those lip spreaders now for everyone.
Yes,
to
totally.
To eat those pies.
Totally. You know, it's great to be here. This works out perfectly with us, with you guys and with this location. Even when there are events going on, you guys make considerations with the sports complex to make it as easy as possible for us. So we appreciate that.
We're more than happy to do it. I know it's been 6 years. We partnered here. We feel really good about it. And, you know, everyone that comes up here, and you guys talk about it all the time, that this is the biggest food drive that there is in the country. All the effort and things that you guys do, that your whole crew do, I know everybody says it, but everyone, I think we should give them a round of applause again. These guys, what they do is unbelievable.
That's very kind.
All the guys behind the scene, the work they put in here. You got guys like Rodney and his crew, Eric Simon and his crew. They live here for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And all the effort that everybody puts in here, the donation, it's really incredible, and we are very, very happy to be a part of it.
So, well, you know, also as it's going on, there's actual active events as they're setting up. You guys make sure we have every sort of accommodation. And it's always something that is being considered and worked on year-round. So you guys have made it a lot easier with your staff here as well, so thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. So as we're part of all this, we wanted to also give another $5,000
on
top of that.
That's awesome.
Phenomenal.
Thank you so much. You know what? Also, we wanted to, because, again, you have events, and we want to give you – there are things coming up for New Year's and stuff. Is there anything you want to give a plug to now?
Yeah. One thing about Xfinity Live, if you've been here, there's so many different things that we do. A lot of things that happen around the stadium district. We're busy with all those events. The two biggest events we have coming up, New Year's Eve Live. We'll have 3,000 people. Split Decision will be performing live. We have DJs. We have all sorts of different things. We usually sell out that event, which is great.
So are tickets available now?
What's that?
Tickets available now?
Tickets are available. Okay. Go to XfinityLive.com to get tickets for that. And for Winterfest Live, we do 4 beer fests a year. And our winter one called Winterfest Live is happening on Saturday, January 12th. 150 craft beers.
Wow.
Live bands, all sorts of contests, a lot of fun. It's a great event.
Awesome.
Nice. And you guys always have, I mean, from the Halloween parties to the beer fest and all that, there's always something happening. So people should check your website regularly, because there's probably something that's going on that they want to be a part of.
I agree.
We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much, guys. Let's hear it.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you.
I love you, guys.
Love you.
I love you. Thank you, Tony.
Love you.
Oh, man, oh, man. All right. We have a bunch still to come, and we should go ahead and take a break and come back in a second. More guests are on the way. You guys having a good time today? We'll continue that party. Xfinity Live is where we are located, in the parking lot. Come and see us. And it's Good Man Fist, our house band on 93.3 WMMR. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Cool gifts are what Worldwide Stereo is all about. Wrap a genuine surprise and wow someone all year long. Montgomeryville, Ardmore, and online at worldwidestereo.com.
Hey, gang, this holiday season, your special someone is going to unwrap and unwind if you get them a gift card from Hannah Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And there's a special offer. You can save $10 on spa gift cards at regular pricing, or you can buy a holiday spa package and you get a free massage or facial gift card with that. Go to handandstone.com today for all the information.
I hate Steven Singer. You know why? At Steven Singer Jewelers, everyone gets the perfect price. No coupons, no sales, no negotiating. Just the perfect price every day. Feel great about buying a diamond. Visit Steven Singer, the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly, or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Always with free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Anyhow, I do want to remind you, speaking of the contributions, and we'll get to some of those in a little bit, the largest contribution gets from a business or a group or organization gets a live broadcast from the Preston and Steve show from your business, and the second largest will be a Pierre Robert live broadcast from your place of business. Third is a $20,000 Q1 advertising schedule on WMMR.
It's pretty awesome.
And one business will be randomly selected to win a 36-month lease on a Cannonfold color copier, a copy, print, and scan image runner advance. It's an $8,000 copier, and so you get that for a 36-month run. That's pretty damn cool.
Yes.
And that's from Heritage Business Systems, and they are here this morning. Yes. We were just talking
to them. Just met them, yeah. There they are over there, yeah.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate that. All that stuff on the way, but we want to welcome a guest. He's been in our studio before. He's never been at this event before.
No.
We are fans of his for a number of years.
Yes.
Remember him from the Ben Stiller Show.
Yes.
His work on The Simpsons and more. And he will be performing at Helium Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow. And we would like to welcome Mr. Dana Gould.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hi, Dana.
Bunch of hot dudes in a tent. What could go wrong?
You know. You never know.
Do I turn my back to the...
Yes, it's fine.
I feel like I'm being rude.
That's right. We're going to put you up on... we'll put you up on the screen so people can say...
There you go. If that feels more comfortable, yeah.
That feel better?
I believe today is Ben Stiller's birthday.
It is.
You just said that, yes.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier this morning. Do you and Ben... I mean, like, will you call him?
We're friends.
Will you wish him a happy birthday?
I'll do it privately.
Okay.
I'm going to send him a sexy video.
Ooh.
Those days are over.
the sexy video days or?
Sexy, yeah. I'm at the age now with without a shirt on, I look like a condom full of walnuts.
Condom full of walnuts.
I don't need anything.
Yes.
You know, I work out and still just nothing.
And yeah. it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's just like, a couple of... I don't understand people that make their own sex tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, like dentistry, leave it to the professionals.
You're right. Yeah. Agreed.
You know, do you do your own root canals? No.
No.
I was in a hotel room and I caught myself in the mirror closet door for about half a second. And I'm still traumatized.
Yeah.
It is scary.
Like a panda having a seizure.
I wanted to talk to you also about Stand Against Evil, which
Thank you very much.
Yes, you created and produced. And we were supposed to have John McGinley on. We've talked to him before about the series.
Yep.
But you're a massive horror fan, and I love you for your comedy, but also for that. This has got to be a dream come true to have this.
Yeah, it's great to have a half-hour show that's a comedy, but I also get to indulge my horror movie nerd.
Yes, and the thing is, if you haven't seen the show, and it's a great show, the horror element is formidable. It's not like you're phoning it in, which makes the comedy work that much
exactly.
better.
It's like Evil Dead 2,
yes.
where the premise of the show is, what if my dad was Buffy the Vampire Slayer? What
right.
if my dad had to fight monsters?
Yeah.
Because my dad is not known for being a I'm trying to think of some. I'm trying to way to describe my dad in a way that I can do it on terrestrial radio, and I can.
like he's not an Indiana Jones type. He's more.
No, he's Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
Without the elegance and sophistication.
Right.
But you take that character and you put him in a horror movie, and that's what the show is.
Yeah, and it's great. So
I was telling a story about my dad. My dad was a bartender when I was growing up, and my dad would come home from work in the middle of the night. In the middle of the week, come into our bedroom, turn on the lights, and just start singing.
Really?
But he was hammered.
Okay. Yeah.
So he'd only get about a line in, and then he'd riff. You know,
right.
He'd just turn on the lights. When Irish eyes are smiling, you have to show your teeth, because that's a big smile, and your eyes have teeth. What's going on in here? Well, it's 3 a.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm 9.
Right.
That'll leave an impact.
Indirectly, I'm buying a psychiatrist a boat.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Is your dad still with us?
Still around.
Yeah.
Still around. Could still put you through a wall.
Really?
That's how we gauge his health. How's dad? Oh, he could still break your jaw. Oh, good. So he's well.
Yeah. So was he, because my dad was actually the guy who got me into horror early.
Oh, really?
He was a fan of the Universal horror characters.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved all those movies growing up. My dad was not into that. But My favorite Universal horror character when I was growing up was the Wolfman.
I was the Wolfman for 10 years running every Halloween.
What's amazing about the next time you go back and watch the original Wolfman,
yeah.
The first time he turns into the Wolfman, he's wearing khaki pants and a wife beater. And then they cut to him outside and he's in a different outfit.
Yeah.
I like that the Wolfman changed.
Yeah.
Maybe a vest.
I love it.
They were great. They were great, though. Are you a collector too? Do you collect?
Oh yeah, I have Famous Monsters magazine. I have all. Of
them. Oh my god, yeah. We could complete. I think we did geek out last
yes,
time.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Probably. Can I?
You
ask
know
you?
Why? You know why we talk a lot about monsters? Because the ladies love it.
Yeah. They do.
You know what? More now than ever, though.
Yeah. And you'll know it's true,
Dana. You'll know even so. So the geekier stuff has become a little bit more acceptable.
But here's the true story, if I have a minute.
Yes.
I used to go to Comic-Con when...
Before it was Comic-Con.
Before it was Comic-Con.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
And you would go to Comic-Con, and you would see these gorgeous women. Like, not... Like stunning.
Yeah.
Like, in cosplay. Like, yeah. Dressed up as Wonder Woman. And I would be like, I go to comic book stores all the time. Yeah. I never see these women.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah.
But I would never talk to them.
Yeah.
Because I always assumed that the shortest distance between me and a rape whistle is the sound of my voice. How you doing? I'm sorry. I was just asking for the bus.
That's the equation, huh?
Yeah. So, long story short, years later, I go back to Comic-Con. I have my daughter with me.
Yeah.
I'm married. I have a wedding ring on. And I'm standing in line to get a piece of pizza with my daughter, and there's this gorgeous woman behind me dressed as Silk Spectre from The Watchmen.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, clearly I'm not.
Sexy outfit.
Move. I'm a dumpy dad with my kid.
Yeah.
So I go, can I ask you a question? Do you love The Watchmen? Is this something that you, are you really into Alan Moore? And she just went, oh, no, I'm a model. They just pay us to walk around like this. I don't even know. And I was like, of course you're a model. And I was like running out into the floor like Charlton Heston at the end of Soylent Green.
Yeah.
The hot nerd chicks are fake. The hot nerd chicks are fake.
But you know that all...
They're all dating drummers. They hate you.
Ultimately, they don't care. Yeah. It's
fact, like
for a while, the cosplay got so... So they had to ratchet it back a bit because they were virtually walking around naked.
Yeah, well, you would go to Comic-Con and see your favorite characters, morbidly obese C-3PO,
yep.
Sad lesbian Klingon.
Mm-hmm. Cross-eyed Batman.
Yes, right.
What?
Cross-eyed Batman.
Cross-eyed Batman.
Yeah.
I used to wonder, like, in front of, it's like, are you a wet homeless guy dressed up as Spider-Man or a regular guy dressed up as wet homeless Spider-Man?
Right. It's hard to tell.
Because there's a riff. They can riff on them in their various ways.
Yeah.
We had a Spider-Man down here who was a festive holiday Spider-Man.
He has business cards and everything. And he's Delco Spider-Man.
Delco Spider-Man.
And what he like visits kids in hospitals. Yeah. And
oh, that's awesome. Yeah, when they
I bet festive Spider-Man has a website none of us want to go to.
Dana, I want to ask you about your work on The Simpsons, and you did that for years. And is it in an insult?
I was on the Dream Team.
Yes.
Oh no, the show. I'm sorry. I thought you meant my legal work.
No, no, not that. Not The Simpsons.
Went over my head for a second there.
No.
Keep up. Come on, keep on.
Oh,
yes, I was a writer on The Simpsons for a long time.
The way you speak, I know you didn't do the voice, but you do remind me of Grandpa Simpson a little bit.
No, Grandpa Simpson is Hank, not Hank, it's...
Dan Castellaneta. Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
But you do, just your regular voice kind of has a little bit of that raspiness.
Oh, yeah.
In it, you know?
Well, I'm getting to that point, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Which character was the most fun to write for?
Mo.
No kidding.
Mo is just so sociopathic.
Yeah, I gave Mo one of his... I had a friend in Boston who's a really brilliant comedian and a really funny guy named Mike Donovan. And Mike had this thing where every day, just to make himself laugh, he would open the Boston Herald,
right,
go to the comics page, draw a penis on Marmaduke, and then cut it out and put it in a box.
On the dog Marmaduke.
Yeah, yeah. And then it really changed the timbre of the cartoon.
Right.
When Marmaduke, because male Great Danes are terrifying. They should not be allowed out in public without pants. And it did Yeah, I'm leery of any dog that's big and strong enough to rape you.
Right, right, it's a good rule, yeah.
That's why, you know, like a toy poodle with a questionable rag. I don't go near them.
Right, right.
But so I gave that to Mo. It's like Mo was sitting in the bar window. What are you doing, Mo? Same thing I do every morning. Drawing a wang on Mama Duke.
So that was real. That actually happened.
Yeah. That was, and Mo was the character that appealed to me the most. But whenever you hear Barney Fife,
yeah,
that's me.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Whenever Barney Fife talks to Chief Wiggum, that's me.
That's you. Okay. I love it.
It's my claim to fame.
By the way, one of the greatest characters of all, you know, a lot of people don't realize that that he won 6 Emmys, I believe.
Every year, Don Knotts played Barney Fife. He was Barney. The first, like, we were talking about, you know, there's all this, about when white people do a different kind of voice.
Right, right.
That's now. That's changed.
Yes.
In the past 5 years. And that's great.
Yeah.
I'm all for progress and social awareness. But people don't understand that it used to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And my first, and it has nothing to do with racial awareness. It's just the music of language.
Right, right.
My first bit as a stand-up that was consistently funny was Andy Griffith reciting the lyrics to 1999. I was dreaming when I wrote this, so forgive me if I go astray. But when I woke up this morning, I could have sworn it was Judgment Day. Sky was all purple. There was people running everywhere. And that would segue into Don Knotts, Super Freak.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother.
And all that
is... No, do more!
It's the same list. It's the same thing as Robin Williams doing a black guy. It's the music. It's the music of language. All I'm saying is, yes, I get that it's not cool anymore, but the motive wasn't evil.
You have to judge things in their time.
Yeah, you have to judge things in their time.
That's a point that a lot of people need to learn. But for all the years, and does it blow you away that the Simpsons, the longevity? I mean, I have relatives that have never lived in a non-Simpsons world.
No, yeah. Well, Matt Groening said the funniest thing. He said, "We're going to do the show until we run out of ideas, and then we'll do it for 3 more years."
Right. But I mean, and keeping them in stasis so that there's no aging.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, they don't age because they're cartooning.
Yeah.
I mean, Bart would be like a weird, paunchy, middle-aged dude now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Nobody wants to know how Bart would grow up.
But so on that, and did you work on any of the, did you work on Futurama at all or any of the?
No, no. I'm developing an animated show right now.
I know you're a big fan,
Yeah.
And, some people are texting and they love you on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been on Bob's.
You've never been on Bob's Burgers. No, Thank you very much for that text.
In fact, maybe they think I'm Ron Lynch. I don't know.
I actually thought I heard your voice on that. Yes.
I was on Family Guy as myself.
Okay.
When the what's his name was promoting his book on Real Time with Bill Maher, I was on the show with
him. I'd actually watched the first season of that, and it wasn't. I love Family Guy.
A very different show.
Very, very different than the first season.
It took Stand Against Evil 3 years to find its stride.
But do you think about the first season? Does the first season hold up? Or
I think it's funny. I like funny. I'm like not a comedy snob at all.
I was just reading yesterday that Cheers was almost canned after...
Seinfeld was almost canned every year until like the 5th season.
Yeah. Yep.
It takes shows a while to, you know, it's like anything else.
And routinely, a lot of times in a series will hit its stride... The third season,
yeah.
third and
it's
fourth
like,
season.
It's like when you meet, a show is like, you date somebody,
yeah,
and for the first year, you're on a fart hold.
right.
Fart hold, yes.
And you sort of judge the relationship by when you sort of lessen the fart hold.
Yeah.
With some people, I like a year. Some guys push it to 9 months, and maybe they'll cough it. Sorry, I coughed and opened some Pringles. But a show needs to get off its fart holes.
I agree 1,000%.
So you were on Seinfeld when it was well beyond its fart hole.
I was on the last season of Seinfeld.
And it was Summer George, right?
I was a Summer George. I was Fragile Frankie Merman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
not to brag.
But those are all classic episodes at that point.
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's amazing how many people can start reeling off. It's like the Seinfeld fans are very Monty Python-esque.
Yes. I was swimming in the ocean, and a guy came by me and said, "If that van's rocking, don't come knocking," which is a line from the episode. It's like, he recognized me wet.
What do you get recognized most for?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Yeah, okay, yeah. It's wild. I forget who was talking.
And I looked like my ultrasound. You know, I was so young at the time.
It is kind of wild, isn't it? Yeah. Where's the most far-flung part of the world you've been at and been recognized?
That's a really in Italy at a restaurant.
Oh, and what for?
This is a great story. I was in Italy at a restaurant with my wife, now my ex-wife, but Italy is still there. when you get married, the minister says, "Till death do you part."
Right.
And that's just God's way of saying, "I can get you out of this." It's a little extreme.
Right.
So the way I see it, I didn't get divorced. I cheated death.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Good way to think of that.
But we're in Italy and somebody goes, you're Dana. You're Dana Gould. And I go, yeah. And I was thinking how they knew me.
Yeah.
It took me 5 minutes to realize that they lived in our neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was so cool.
That you would recognize me here.
Yeah.
Wow. Clearly my work.
You take too long to bring up your garbage cans. Oh, sorry.
That's awesome. Well, Dana, we appreciate you coming out here on
location.
Thank
you very much, and this is a great cause.
Thank you, man.
It's like I say to people, whenever you get down on yourself and you think that life is unfair, take 5 minutes and try explaining to a homeless person how expensive it is to go camping.
Yes. Right. A little perspective. You are correct, sir. Thanks for being here, Dana. It's great to see you. Dana Gould, everybody.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Actually, Jake Matera, our friend, is going to be hosting for Dana all weekend at Helium.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he'll be there tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow 7:30 and 10 p.m. And wait a minute. No, that's okay. Not tonight. It's... This is all written wrong here.
What the hell does it say?
Go by my sheet. My sheet is correct.
He's falling apart.
Yes.
Get him.
It's very close for me falling apart. Tonight and Saturday, 7:30 and 10 p.m., heliumcomedy.com. Was that good?
Yeah.
Thank you, Casey.
Seamless.
All right, so we're going to try something.
Oh, I always love when you say that.
I know. We're gonna try something. Now, before you hand these out, everybody in the audience gets a little keepsake today, but I don't want you to play with it until we tell you to. Okay, when you can interpret that however you want.
Steve will kill you.
But yes. we have decided to use this audience to try a poll on some things that might be a little bit divisive in our community.
Well, because we've seen data come in and people will say, well, a recent survey says this, or a recent survey of 100, 200 people says this. And we're like, this. A lot of times the data that they cull seems ridiculous and erroneous. And we have some real-world things that we really need hashed out.
Yes.
Right, Preston?
It's true. Marissa, can you toss me one of those real quick so I can show you guys what we have? So we bought like 300 of these. They're called siren whistles, and they sound like this. Like that, okay. So we're going to hand them out to everybody right now. And you can go ahead and hand them out. Just don't blow into them yet until we're ready to try this out, because I want to see what this sounds like. Now, this could be really cool or it could be extremely stupid.
Yes, and but probably both.
But not anywhere in between, I don't think. And I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to pose a debate to you guys, and you're going to make noise with your whistle if you agree with one of those particular things.
So you're going to help us conduct this survey.
Yes.
And, I mean, honestly, it'll probably fall within the parameters of most surveys we ever conduct. They always seem sort of weird.
Yes.
Right? And the information that they get.
Yep.
So that's why we created the Just Saying Institute.
Yeah, I don't know how long this is going to take to pass out to these hundreds of people in this tent.
It won't take very long.
Okay.
We're just going to hand them out, and we'll get as many as we can together. But, yeah, we have several hundred people here. You know what? I'll take a moment to thank some other people while they are doing that. I want to thank our programming staff, who is a huge, huge part of this. We have, of course, Chuck D'Amico, who I see right over there. And
Chuck's daughter was down helping with the...
Charlie was here.
Yeah.
Yep. And, of course, Bill Weston and everybody in our programming department. That means all the other staff members like Pierre and Pancake and Jackson and Sarah and, of course, Jackie Bam Bam. And we had Brent Porsche came down here the other day.
Marcus was here.
Marcus.
Jason back at the studio.
Jason, Josh, anybody, any and all of the board ops back at the studio that helped make this thing possible.
Yes. So there's a lot of moving parts at this, and I want to take the time to thank each and every one of those as we go through the morning. So they're handing them out. Marissa, how are we doing? We're good?
We're good.
Oh, wow. Okay. So should we first just see how this sounds with everybody blow them together?
Yes.
And by the way, you guys have been very good.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. All right. So...
I'm going to do a 3-2-1.
Yeah, we'll do a 3-2-1, and then everybody blow your whistle to see how it sounds. Here we go. 3-2-1.
Oh, my God.
There's a hurricane in the tent.
That is a wild sound.
Or like birds.
And stop.
Oh, my God. It sounds like we're being attacked.
That's very weird. And stop. Stop!
They couldn't hear you.
That they couldn't hear me? Is that what
Yeah, probably.
All right. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to try a couple of highly debatable words or subjects, and you guys get to vote. I'll instruct how we'll do it. Okay,
these are questions that have perplexed people for decades.
That is correct. So let's go with, and we're going to have to determine by how much noise is made.
Yes.
As to which one.
Now that we know what the noise sounds like, which is kind of weird.
Which one wins? Okay, so we're going to start with, since we are on the verge of Christmas now, white lights outside or colored lights outside? Okay, so I'll ask you one at a time. So let's vote. White lights? All right. Or colored lights? Ooh.
Ooh, I think it was colored lights.
I think colored lights.
Colored lights takes that.
All right, so we got a winner.
Which I sort of agree with.
All right, I agree with that take. Okay, next subject. Here we go. Sauce or gravy?
Oh.
See?
All right.
This one is very very divisive.
Ready? Sauce. That's pretty strong. Okay. Now, gravy.
Sauce.
Sauce takes it.
Yep. All right.
We have empirical evidence. Sauce takes it.
All right. Next one. Here we go. Water or water? Here we go. First is water. No booing. Shut your hole.
The Delco people are booing.
All right. Do you have a whistle? And shut your face and blow that thing. All right. Here we go. Water.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's pretty close. Can we do it one more time?
All right. One more time. Water. Or water.
Water.
It's almost a tie.
I think it's a tie.
What do you think? What are you hearing?
They have a Philadelphia water hat on over there. I don't know. It sounded like a tie to me, Steve.
Like a tie to me.
Tie to you?
I have a Secaucus in my ear, Preston, and they said it's water.
It's
all
water.
Right, water. All right.
Hey, it's Secaucus.
I'm writing down undecided.
Undecided, yeah. It was a tough one.
I don't know why we went to North Jersey to determine this.
The officials.
All right, next one is Passyunk or Pashyunk. Okay? Passyunk or Pashyunk. Let's start with the first one. Passyunk. All right. Or is it Pashyunk? I heard the second one, Pashyunk.
You heard that more?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I think?
I thought I heard the first one more.
I thought I heard the first one more as well.
We really can't tell with these things.
I know.
All right.
It's stupid. I'm sorry.
One more time.
All right. First one, Pashyunk. Or Pashyunk. That's a tie.
Is it a tie?
We're doing a tie. All right. All right.
All right.
We never figured that one out, and we never will.
No. All right. How about this one? Doggy or missionary?
Oh, okay.
I think that's something you can probably be a little bit more passionate about.
I think
right?
so, right? Okay. Right. Don't worry, the kids don't know what we're talking about. Here we go. Doggy.
I see.
Some of the ladies are bouncing up and down while they're blowing their whistles. Did you see that?
They think they're getting it now.
I know.
And I see little kids like doggies. So.
Yeah, we like doggies.
Who doesn't like doggies?
Or, hey, kids, do you like missionaries?
All right, missionary.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, doggy.
I think doggy took
it. That doggy took it by far. Wow. You guys are naughty.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Okay. All right, you ready? Delco or Bucksco?
Oh.
Sorry, Chesco and Monco next year. Yeah. All right, here we go. First, Delco. All right, and then let's try Bucksco.
Oh, my God.
I think I won again.
I don't know, man.
That is tight. That is tight. You want
yeah.
one more time?
One more time. Delco. All right. Or Bucksco. I think it's a tie.
Yes, it's a tie. Let's move on. Good job, guys. Move on.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, this one will be fun. How about this? Eagles or Cowboys?
Oh, Jesus.
It'll be one we'll be able to tell.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's see.
This is how we single them out.
Oh, right, yeah.
Curb stomp them.
All right.
Jesus.
What?
It's too much? No, it's for charity.
All right.
You're right.
Curb stomp for charity.
All right.
Philly fan.
Curb stomp out hunger.
Here we go. Eagles. All right.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
And let's see. Cowboys. Oh, here he comes. Casey's on his way. Look out, here he comes. Oh, security, security. He is headed over immediately, and the guy is defiantly blowing his whistle. We just wanted to sing aloud.
I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who are you? Where are you guys from?
Delaware.
What are you holding up there? What's the sign?
What?
It's a B.
It's a B. What school? It's not a school.
They just like bees.
They're the beekeepers of Delaware, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. All right.
It's a charitable network. So thank you guys for being,
charitable network.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here and suck it, Dallas fans.
All right, I think that's all we need to know.
All right,
from our poll.
I think that was pretty definitive.
The Just Ain't It Too. I'll work on better sound noisemakers for next year. But you know, you got to try these things to see if they work or not. You never know.
And everyone gets a keepsake whistle.
Yes, and then Marissa says, "Can we apologize to podcasters and everyone who listens to the show on headphones? Because that's going to be painful, probably."
Oh yes, probably. Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, well, thank you for participating, and you can keep your little siren whistle. And I'm sure we won't hear those for the rest of the broadcast.
No.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. All right. Why don't we take a break? Because we got more show to get to. Let's do that very thing. Good man Fisk,
yeah.
Get us into commercials. We're coming back for the Game Number Hunger on 93.3 WMMR. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Totally Office Calendar 2019. 12 magnificent months featuring the most gorgeous girls and our loveliest listeners.
On sale now for just $15 in the MMR Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Order by December 10th to have it in time for the holidays. Or get your hands on a free copy at an upcoming calendar raid while meeting the girls and the members of the show.
Details at WMMR.com. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
There you go. There she is. All right, we're on the home stretch to this whole thing. It's 10 minutes till 10, and we'll probably take donations up till about 11. I have a feeling we'll probably be wrapping up the program close to 10:30 or so today.
Yeah, that's usually the way it works, right?
Yeah, and we have a advertising takeover, so we're going to make sure we try to finish by 10:30
yes,
if we can. So we should probably do the bizarre file right now. You guys want that?
Yeah.
Do the B file? All right, let's hit it, Jason.
Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Yeah. All right, this morning is brought to you by Lorenzo and Sons Pizza. Serving breakfast this morning. Lorenzo and Sons Pizza has been family-owned and operated since 1970. Visit Lorenzo and Sons Pizza on South Street in Westchester, in the Wells Fargo Center, and Xfinity Live in the spring of 2019. Well, a sales staff at a home renovation company in the Chinese city of Zunyi was forced to eat cockroaches and drink urine if they didn't meet their sales targets.
Wow.
Police are investigating the company after video surfaced of the acts, which also included drinking toilet water or vinegar, have their heads shaved, or they would have to go out and sell condoms on the street. One video posted online showed workers being hit with a belt and allegedly drinking pee. One text message sent to employees read, "If the sales goal has not met by the end of this month, the team leader will have to eat 3 cockroaches for each failed sale."
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's what they consider an incentive program?
Or a punishment program. Police say that as a result of their investigation, 2 company managers were sentenced to 10 days in jail, a third to 5 days in jail, and employees were afraid to quit or complain about the abuse because the company owed them months of back pay, and they feared that they would never get their money.
Now, mind you, occasionally we'll be forced to drink our own piss and eat cockroaches.
Yeah. Occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah. Otters are cute.
They are cute.
They're adorable. But apparently there's one that has a taste for very expensive koi fish. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver, Canada, has had to temporarily shut down after an otter stole and ate 11 of the 14 koi in their pond.
Yeah.
Photos posted from the garden on Saturday and Sunday show that the staff were trying to save the fish. One of the stolen fish named Madonna was more than 50 years old.
How much are they worth?
Dude, thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
Sometimes one koi alone can be worth thousands
of
dollars.
Is that right?
Yeah, my neighbor has koi, and depending on their markings, they can go for a lot of money. So they were trying to save Madonna. And she had been swimming in that pond for over 20 years. A representative from Garden says they're working to relocate the mischievous and clever otter who ate their fish. In Maine, the Hancock County Sheriff's Office wants to know, have you lost an ATM recently? Misplaced it, perhaps. A woman put Detective Steve McFarland onto one of the strangest found property cases he's seen in his 30-year career when she reported finding a computer-driven money dispenser at about 7:15 a.m. Tuesday. The lady was out for a walk, goes like she does every day, and saw it standing upright on the edge of the woods where she walked, and she called us, and she said, "This doesn't look right. Steve is out in the middle
There's
of the woods.
There's an ATM out in the middle of the woods."
Yeah. McFarland saw immediately what she meant when he got to the site of the discovery in the woods, about 6/10 of a mile off a dirt road. Footprints left in the snow, likely those of the several people who placed it there, ring the ATM machine. McFarland recognized it immediately as a common brand, the smaller kind typically found in convenience stores. It's not unheard of for police to discover this kind of machinery cast away in hard-to-reach spots, but that's usually in cases of burglary, where somebody breaks into a convenience store, steals the ATM.
It's pretty funny looking.
And then throws it out. Yeah,
is it possible this was put there for the wildlife?
We have a picture out there. I don't know, maybe. But this one is intact. No one has reported one missing or stolen, and it just showed up in the middle of the woods.
Imagine you're a hunter.
Yeah. So if you wanted cash out of it, you certainly would have ripped it open, the officer said. McFarland hasn't broken open the machine to see if it has money in it. He's trying to trace the machine to its owner through its serial number and manufacturer as well. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and then we will wrap this up. Apparently, birth control is no match against nature. The San Diego Zoo says that the birth of a Siamang ape came as a big surprise to zookeepers since the mother was on birth control.
Uh-huh.
The zoo says 37-year-old Eloise, a type of gibbon, was on chemical contraception for several years after having six babies with her mate, Unky. This surprise baby was the first Siamong born at the zoo in more than 12 years.
They don't give them diaphragms?
I don't think they do, yeah. Animal care manager Jill Andrews told... Well, they tried to tell the males to do the pull-out method, but they
won't. And then they all high-fived each other.
Yeah, animal care manager Jill Andrews told the San Diego Union-Tribune, "We're not certain why birth control didn't work in this case, but as with humans, it is not uncommon for contraceptives to fail, and it does happen from time to time. Still, we are overjoyed because any birth of an endangered species is a reason to celebrate," they said. So they don't know why it didn't work. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning. All right, we're moving on to another donation. This gentleman is no stranger to this event, as his company has won for the past several years.
Yes.
Largest contribution from a business or organization, but that does not keep them from trying to incentivize other businesses to come and donate. They do bring in a hefty amount of food for donations, but they want to make sure that it doesn't scare other people away from making other donations. So they helped us create some of the other prizes that we have to give away, and also an instructional on how to contact Phil Abundance directly and make your dollars go as far as they possibly can.
So even without their donation, and we can see the results of their efforts this year in other businesses having increased deliveries and new businesses stepping forward and getting in on the action. So, you know, that's just the peripheral of what they do. And so it's an amazing thing.
So we are going to welcome from Subaru of America, the Vice President Field and Distribution Operations, and a hairy guy. Please welcome our friend Matt Ritter.
Good morning. Hey. It is so great to be back. And first of all, thank you to you for doing this year after year after year. Because you know what? You exemplify the Subaru love promise. One of the tenets of that love promise is to be a shining star in someone's day.
Right.
All this food that's going to be donated to Phil Abundance, we're going to be shining stars in a lot of people's days for a long time to come. This, what you do is terrific, and thank you very much. How about a round of applause for these guys
thank
for doing
you.
This every year?
Thank you.
And I've been listening this week. It's amazing. I've heard businesses who were here last year doubling their weight from 42 to 84,000 pounds and beyond. So what we're doing is working. And you mentioned new businesses.
Yes.
I'm out there in the parking lot. I see somebody pulling up. So I started chatting the guy up a little bit. First time donator. He's been listening for years. He wanted to do something this year. He has a very small business. He literally sells firewood for a living. His name is Rob Limecooler. He's like, "I'm doing this for the first time ever." Shout out to that guy for jumping in and contributing. Because guess what? Doesn't matter how small or how big, it all makes a huge difference.
And that's a good thing to remember, because if you came here with just, you just bought something from the Acme store, just a bag of groceries, the people and the family that is going to end up eating that food, it matters to them.
Absolutely, it does. And we also walk the walk. We'll go down to Phil Abundance as a team at Subaru, and we will sort all this food that's being donated. And when you see the impact that it makes, all these families throughout the Delaware Valley, and especially the kids, we all know, right, if you go to work hungry, you go to school hungry, you don't learn, you don't do a good job. And that's why we got to do, what you're doing. We're going to help eliminate this hunger problem that we have here in the Delaware Valley. I know it's going to happen one of these days. And
yes,
because of your efforts, and we really appreciate what you do for us.
Thanks, man. We'll keep it moving. So yeah. I know you've been very excited. Anything you want to mention before we get to your presentation?
Well, first of all, it takes a team, right?
Yep.
I have the privilege and honor of representing Subaru of America today. But we have our HR team here today. Peggy and Kim and Alyssa are here today. Our HR team is awesome. Our IT team always comes up big with donations. I want to thank JR and Will and the entire Subaru team. Kai, who's not here today. But we got a huge team that helps us put all this together, puts together our employee tailgater. And also want to thank our Delaware Valley Subaru retailers. They are big behind this effort as well. And if anyone's looking for a Subaru, between now and January 2nd, it's our Share the Love event going on.
Yes.
What this means, we're different than other automotive manufacturers. Because when you buy a car from Subaru during this time of year, we're going to donate $250 in your name to one of four national charities that you choose, or the retailer's local charity that they choose. Listen, we started this gig here at Subaru, and it's genuine for our brand. So if you're thinking about getting a car, come get a Subaru. You're going to love it, and we're going to donate money to a charity in your name. It's awesome. So
that's great. Nice. I love that. You guys, yes, you guys were the first out of the gate with that.
So I don't know if you knew this or not, but you guys are celebrating 50 years this year, right?
Yes, we are. MMR.
We celebrated 50 years back in February.
Ah.
We've got a lot in common, and we are the only automotive manufacturer headquartered here in the Delaware Valley. The only one. And you know what? We're proud of that. This is our home, and we love this being our home. So last year, we donated around 471,000 pounds. We're glad to do it. 50 years, we thought this year the number should be a touch higher. Probably ought to start with a symbolic 5, don't you?
Right, yes.
Ooh. How about this? On behalf of the Subaru employees, our retailers, our Subaru customers, it is my honor to represent this company and tell you that we are donating 552,000 pounds of food. Whoa! It's a new record, baby.
Holy crap.
Dear God.
That's 276 tons. That's about 14 semis.
Oh my God.
That's over half a million pounds.
14 tractor trailers.
That's astonishing.
That is an insane.
That's a market increase, man. That's awesome. That's very cool.
Well, we wanted to make a big splash this year to recognize our anniversary, your anniversary, and most importantly, to help those who need it the most throughout the Delaware Valley. That's what this is about.
How about a round of applause?
It feels good, doesn't it?
For these guys. That is the amount of people that will be fed. Unbelievable.
550 what?
552-ish. We're going to have some extra on top of that. We brought another trailer in this morning. I don't know what that weighed.
Okay.
It's going to go up a little bit.
It's a good start. Yeah, no, that's sensational.
So we're in that range. So about 276 tons.
Do you remember what you donated the first year that you were a part of this?
Oh, our very first year, I can tell you, was about 12,000 pounds.
Okay.
Wow.
You've upped the ante.
Yeah, we've upped it just a touch.
Oh,
you know what?
God.
We know it makes such a huge difference.
It does.
It makes you have no other choice but to feel great when you do things like this for the community around here. And guess what? You know, we relocated to Camden this year, and Phil Abundance made one hell of a commitment to us. They said that whatever we donate this year to this year's campout, they're going to get that food back into Camden.
Yes.
Where it's desperately needed, because that's a food desert in Camden.
It is, yeah.
And that is awesome that they're – listen – hats off to our friends at Philabundance, Glenn and Scott and everybody there, and Elizabeth. Without them, this is impossible. And they're making a huge difference in this entire area, and we can't thank them enough.
Well, you know, they've told us, and this is a fact, that the Camp Out for Hunger is astonishingly important to Philabundance and the people of the area. Without it, Philabundance would be in a desperate situation. Without you and Subaru, the Camp Out for Hunger would be in a desperate situation.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
Thank you so much.
It's, yeah, it's a big huge, team. Yeah. Thanks to those small businesses who donated this year and the ones who returned from donating last year. We can't thank you enough. This is what it's all about, this small business challenge. And the prizes are great. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at live broadcast.
We will.
Yes, it's looking. Well, you know, it's
we'll
looking
check
good.
The numbers. And yeah, we'll find out.
Do a little audit, make sure it's all square.
Yeah, until Monday.
But you know what? It's a great thing that we have people who are up there and are going to get some of those other incentives as well. The final numbers will be tallied and everything. But everyone, from the smallest to this incredible donation, have all contributed to making a difference.
Oh, we love you guys. We love all of you guys out there. Let's hear it.
Yes. Matt Ritter, thank you so much. We
Thanks
love you to death. Thank you. Subaru of America. That's Matt Ritter, everybody. Wow. That's 552,000 pounds, as he said, to 276 tons of food that's going directly to Philabundance, and they work with Philabundance, so they know it's exactly what they need.
Yeah, I mean, you need to step back and just absorb how much food that is.
14 tractor trailers?
Yeah.
That ought to add a picture in your mind right there.
So we went years with the Camp Out for Hunger not getting near to 14 tractor trailers for the whole thing.
You kidding me?
And here we are.
It's amazing. Well, I'm blown away by that. All right, wonderful news, wonderful news. We are going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. We got a few more things to get to. Good Man Fisk is going to get us started musically. We shall return shortly at the Camp Out for Hunger, getting at the end. We'll be right back.
MMR rocks. Enough said.
93.3 WMMR, it's Everyday Night Rock's Preston and Steve show. Camp out for hunger. Day five and the final day of Friday. Good man, Fisk, let's hear it for him. I want to point out how great these guys are. Ryan, awesome, incredible singer, great frontman. Gene shreds on guitar. Alex is rock solid on bass. But being a drummer, I got to point out, and he's a pretty humble guy, but Anthony is one of the best drummers in the city of Philadelphia.
Wow.
And he does what a good drummer should do. He doesn't show off too much, and we know what that guy can do. And that's what a good drummer does, man. So these guys are phenomenal. So I got up and played with him during the commercial break.
Yes, I saw. It was awesome.
That was a lot of fun. I'm a little out of breath, so.
Well, you know, you're a rocker.
I don't do it anymore. All right. Some other thank yous real quick. I want to thank our security group out here, NES Security.
Yes.
They make sure that not only that things flow properly, but when we go to bed at night, somebody stays here all night long, and they keep an eye on the property, and they make sure that nothing goes bad. So.
And they do a great job.
Yeah.
Never had an issue.
And a lot of these guys have been coming out here for years and years and years working the Camp Out for Hunger. So
they're so nice.
They are.
Great. I love all those guys.
Yep. So thank you to NES Security. And I also want to thank Kevin Gunn back at the radio station. He helps us out a ton with our commercial obligations. Of course, Kevin goes back to, you know, being on the Morning Zoo and with John DeBella and everything. And
work with Pierre in the morning.
Yeah, and with Pierre. No, Pierre didn't do mornings.
Created Duke in the Box.
So thank you, Gunner. We love you. And also, one of the biggest thank yous goes to our Camp Out for Hunger volunteers, the people in the yellow shirts that are out here. Like Monday, it was raining and it was freezing cold and
horrible.
Windy, and they stayed out there the whole time and made sure that everything got done. And some of these people plan their entire vacation around this week, and they will spend their vacation here doing this stuff for free. It's amazing.
So they're giving up their own personal time to come down and do this.
Yeah, Jesus, I don't know his real name, but he dressed up like Jesus every year for the longest time.
Yeah.
He does that.
Yeah.
Yes.
He takes off all weekend. And I want to thank any and all businesses that that instead of having their workers come into work, will allow them to do a day of service. And a lot of times those guys will come down here and they'll volunteer as a day of service.
Yep. So we appreciate each and every one of you. This is going to be kind of a shorter break here because we're going to come back and get ready to wrap things up after this. But we should do today's lesson question. Oh, and by the way, Word of the Week prize. We still got a trip we're giving away for the premiere of Bumblebee. We'll do that at the end of the program. We'll probably have to award it after the show is over.
More than likely.
There's too much going on here to do it live, but we'll see how it goes. So lesson question today. We're going to give away a case of Yards Brawler 16-ounce Pounders. And Nick, do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, we're going to go with an early morning question today, Preston. Which terrible construction company is based down at the Jersey Shore?
Okay. Which terrible construction company is based at the Jersey Shore?
Yes, this is a Steve joke, so that's how these things go.
215-263-WMMR if you were listening and you know the answer, you should call right now. We'll see if we can get you on and make that happen. In the meantime, let's do the Hollywood Trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, this morning brought to you by Godshall's Real Wood Smoked Turkey Bacon with 80% less fat than pork bacon. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Macaulay Culkin's girlfriend, Brenda Song, admits she's a huge Home Alone fan and often watches the holiday classic with him. Song says she loves seeing the 10-year-old Culkin when he was only a two-pack a habit smoker.
Yes.
44-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio reportedly getting serious with his very young girlfriend, Camilla Morone. In fact, the rumor is DiCaprio might pose to Camilla when he takes her to see Santa at the mall. And finally, Khloe Kardashian wrote a blog post on her website saying that her newborn daughter, True, is already acting like her daddy, NBA star Tristan Thompson. Khloe says, even now, Drew is trying to hit on tub girls. And that's your Hollywood Trash.
All right. We will try and get an answer to the lesson question. Nick, could you fire that up one more time, please?
Which terrible construction company is based down at the Jersey Shore?
Okay. You had to have been listening earlier. And as Steve said, or Nick said, it's not a legitimate company.
It's not
so I'm not going to go to that phone call that I see on here.
Oh, my God. They're really answering.
Oh, yeah.
So Rodney was correct.
I think they have their opinions on construction companies.
Sure.
But let me see if we can get this other caller on hold. I have to wait back at the studio. They're actually
answering the phones and getting the information and putting them up on hold. So that's why I'm talking like this now, telling you everything that's going on while I'm waiting for
It's the ultimate stretch.
It is.
Can you see to sing that song?
You know what? And then they just hung up, so that didn't work. Kathy, could you please sing the song for us?
It was Casey. You made up a song.
Right? And traffic is brought to you by...
Okay.
We're ready.
Do we have somebody?
No, they're still on hold.
Oh, my God.
and I don't even think they have the right answer, but we'll go to them.
It was from very early.
Yeah, I will go so to...
Go listen to the podcast.
Let me go to Rita. Hi, Rita. Are you there?
I am right here.
She's right there.
Hi. Come over here, Rita.
Don't hang up.
Get other callers just in case back at the studio, please. Because I don't know the answer. Nick knows the answer.
All right. I think I know.
Okay. Rita, step on up. You can take the phone down from your ear. It's okay. Okay. All right. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. So what is the construction company?
Crap Construction.
Crap Construction. Yes, that's it.
Nicely done.
Very good.
Did it.
Okay. So, Rita, for that correct answer, we're going to give you a case of Yards Brawler 16-ounce pounders. Do you like beer? Excellent. I like that. Yards Brawler beer is 4.2% ABV, smooth and malty, and the perfect flavor profile when you're tired of pumpkin spiced everything. Pick up a case of Pounders at Garage Fishtown at Frankfurt and Girard Avenue in Fishtown. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. It's here for Rita, guys. Our winner. Yes, Marissa.
Present, everybody who's come up here who's on hold, they have WMMR saved in their phone.
It's
amazing.
I love that.
Get to see every day.
Yeah, you're right. We don't know these things, so it's cool to see live. All right, we should get to music news. Jason, could you please hit that for us?
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, as brought to you by the American Red Cross. Red Cross is facing a severe blood shortage and is issuing an urgent call for eligible blood and platelet donors of all types to give now and help save lives. Visit redcrossblood.org, and you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. So four members of the band Ghost have requested a new trial in their lawsuit against the band leader Tobias Forge. The four musicians believe that the judge who ordered the dismissal of the lawsuit last month had a conflict of interest in overseeing the case, since both he and Forge are members of the Swedish Order of Freemasons.
Interesting.
He was sued by the four ex-members in April 2017. They accused him of cheating them out of the rightful share of profits from the band's album release and world tour. And the judge dismissed the case. Musicians were also ordered to pay his legal fees, which could amount to about $146,000.
They also had to drink piss and eat cockroaches.
Oh, my God. Everybody's doing it now.
It's just the biggest thing.
The musicians have now appealed the ruling with their attorney, Michael Berg, writing that it must have been almost impossible for Judge Henrik Eibold to objectively and impartially assess the probative value of the information that Tobias Forge has provided. Eibold denied in an interview that he knew Forge was a member of the Freemasons, although he admitted that he had heard some rumors that it could be so. Forge has responded to the appeal or to the accusations involving this guy. And the band is currently on massive North American Fall Tour, which will wrap on December 15th in Brooklyn. They're going to be in Philly next week.
Yeah. Yes.
And Tobias supposedly coming by our studio.
That's the word.
So we'll see about that. The wife of Rage Against the Machine, Audioslave, and Prophets of Rage bassist Tim Comerford has filed for divorce. Her name is Elise Comerford, and she filed documents on the 28th to end the couple's 17 marriage. The 50-year-old rocker and Elise were married in 2001 and have two sons together, Xavier and Quentin. And in the documents obtained by the Blast, Elise listed the date of separation as Tuesday, the 27th, and is asking for physical custody of the two children. She was also seeking spousal support from Tim. So this is like a quick thing happening right here. The family lives in Malibu. Wonder if they were affected by the fires. I don't know. Elise reportedly works in the medical field and as an AIDS activist. It's unclear what caused the split between the couple. Comerford and the rest of Prophets of Rage are reportedly preparing to release their second album sometime in early 2019. All right, listen to this. Tommy Lee has accused rapper Travis Scott of stealing his famous drum roller coaster that Lee used on cruise tours between 2011
and 2015. This is the one where they would spin a full 360?
Do a full-on loop
yeah.
on his drum set.
During Scott's show on his current Astroworld tour, there's a part where he straps into a roller coaster-like ride and completes a 360-degree loop similar to the one that Lee performed during his nightly drum solo. Lee went off on Scott on social media saying, "Just found this effing idiot, Travis Scott, or someone on his team, ripped off the 360 and the Crucifly. WTF, get original idea, bro." And he says, I get copying is a form of flattery, but this is just straight ripping off my S. And he also advised Scott to lawyer up, man.
You lawyer up over his roller coaster.
Come on.
So he's not drumming while he's doing it,
no.
Right?
No.
He's just sitting in a chair.
Yeah. Scott's attorney, Lori.
So you can't devise a similar roller coaster?
Lori Soriano responded to Lee's claim. She told TMZ, "Tommy didn't invent the concept of a roller coaster on stage, and there's no legal basis for his accusatory outburst. The actual creator and owner of the system has granted Travis all the rights to use that equipment to complement his original stage design."
Lawyer up, bro.
Ironically, Lee was taken to court in 2014 over the drum roller coaster by an engineer who accused him of stealing the idea.
He's just turning around, doing the same thing.
But Lee won the case in that particular one. All right, one last thing. Out today, just days before the 50th anniversary of its original airing on NBC, is Elvis Presley's 1968 Comeback Special 50th Anniversary Edition. It's a multimedia box set. The King's groundbreaking special put an end to his infamous movie era and catapulted Elvis back into the spotlight as an A-list recording artist and live performer. That's why you wear the whole leather, black leather suit. He looked good.
And if you watch the This Is Elvis documentary, he like starved himself for like 2 months to fit into that,
really?
That leather thing. Yeah,
I didn't know that. The 5-CD, 2 Blu-ray disc deluxe package also includes an 80-page book featuring rare photographs, memorabilia, and a new oral history of the special, crafted from interviews conducted by Tom Zimney's 2018 documentary, Elvis Presley, The Searcher. The newly restored Blu-ray video was also overseen by Zimney, and the content from the box set will be released digitally as separate audio and video products on November 30th. And that's the last story. That's all I have for music news for you, my friends, from here at the Camp Up in Hungary. Yes, Casey?
I want to give a quick shout-out to my alma mater, Cardinal O'Hara High School, is here.
Hey!
You guys come out every year. Thank you. And I know you guys are in the middle of, like, doing stuff for Thon, so the fact that you guys, took some time out and raised some food for the Camp Out for Hunger, thank you guys for being here.
Yes.
And also, teacher Glenn McNulty, wherever you are, he's a huge fan of the show.
For as much love you give that school, is it too much to ask for a statue of Casey Boy to be in front of the school?
I think
guys?
That's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
I don't think that's, well, they usually say that for like sainted people, you know?
Well, is it so much to saint you?
Well, then we got to go to the Vatican.
Yes, well, we'll
and then,
see what we can do.
A couple of votes, but a picture or something.
Something, yeah.
Something. Well,
did they get to see you and me make out earlier?
There is a priceless picture of Nick and Casey kissing each other with the lip spreaders and the pizza in their mouths at the same time. That will be one of my favorites for years to come, I think. All right, let's take one last break. We will return in just a moment to wrap up things at the Camp Out for Hunger. Some more music from our friends at Good Man Fisk. We'll be right back at 93.3 WMMR.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Amazon's voice-activated personal assistant, Alexa, will take you right to MMR's brand new skill. It's the easiest way to open the station live stream and our audio on demand. Simply say, Alexa, open MMR.
Yes, ma'am and sir, Good Man Fisk. On stage with the high energy we need on a Friday to get a little bit more of a second wind and breathe some an adventure into this whole thing.
Yes, awesome. Yes. Reinvigorated.
Woo! Oh, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Excellent.
I'm surprisingly good for the end of the week, but I'm sure it'll hit me like a brick wall later on.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man. Hey, by the way, I got a couple of notes here real quick, because I know we got a whole...
Yes, please.
I want to make sure this stuff gets mentioned, but they have a few more cases to sell over at Acme.
Okay.
I also wanted to give a huge thank you and a shout-out to the Carpenters Union. If you guys remember, Francesco used to work in our...
Yes.
...promotions department. Her husband is part of this union. They just dropped off 7.9 tons of food.
Whoa!
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's huge.
That is very huge. So
thank you very much.
Those guys, yes.
A lot of thank yous to do. You guys don't know what this means, but...
God damn it. Paul Blake, we love you.
Yes.
I just want to say that.
Yeah.
Something that we heard personally.
Something powerful and sad.
Yeah, so I just want to say that real quick. A lot of thank yous to everybody who's helped out for this event. Specifically for today, thank you to Senator Bob Casey.
Yes.
For stopping by this morning. Thank you to Dana Gould for coming by today.
It was great.
Thank you to all the big donations, which included our friends from Comcast. Our buddy Dave McGrogan was here. And also Ashley Furniture and, of course, Subaru, you know.
So over £1 million just from Subaru. As I was talking to Matt Ritter, so many of the people have been contributing over the years, from corporate on the corporate level to just personal level, just individual donations have been up. So the rally throughout this entire week has been awe-inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to apologize to the guy in the hot dog costume, because you should have been in the privilege section, man. And we dropped the ball on that. Next year, right?
You got to bring it.
He wore stilts and a hot dog outfit, you know.
He was comfortable on those stilts for 4 hours.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know what, Preston? As a consolation prize, I got some Preston and Steve panties. I'll give
them. Oh, we get those.
Nice.
Yeah. We found those?
Yep. Yeah. And I got some chewed up pizza.
I personally would like to bring back the Preston and Steve panties.
I think they're great.
Yeah, I think we need to do those again. And there you go. Hot Dog Man. I've never said this in my life. Hot Dog Man caught the panties.
Yeah, exactly.
That
alone was worth this week.
That phrase has never been uttered, I don't think, by humankind.
No.
Anyway, we have to do, we have our Letter of the Day, Word of the Week prize to give away. So we need to make sure we take care of that business. I also want to mention that we're doing an advertising takeover. Metro by T-Mobile has bought up all the advertising time.
I love when that happens.
For Pierre's show.
Yeah.
So it's going to be limited commercial interruption. And we apologize for going past 10:30, but this is our biggest event of the year, and hopefully you'll give us a little bit of leeway. Speaking of Pierre Robert, I think he's here somewhere in the tent, and he's right there. They're legendary. Pierre Robert.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Pierre, you know what?
LRH.
I got to let him. LRH.
Dear God.
I don't get it.
L. Ron Hubbard. Don't worry about it. Pierre, you know what? I didn't know you were doing this, because yesterday we were wrapping up the show and you were kind of having some fun with the camera. One of the biggest laughs in the tent that happened this week was when you flipped off the camera yesterday and it went up on our big screen. So thanks for that.
Mr. Peace and Love.
That's right, man. Exactly.
But hey, I curse a lot.
Before we delve into anything you might have to say, should we take our business first? Do our letter? No, I need the letter of the day.
Yeah.
So, Jason, could you, Case, turn off this fanfare? And then, Jason, if you would, hit the letter, please.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
Way to go, D as in daddy-o.
All right, D, and you should have a five-letter word right now. You should call in 215-263-WMMR. We'll take caller number 20. They're going to take it back at the radio station, and they'll get a winner through there.
Okay, so we're not going to announce it here.
Well, you know what? I guess we could have time.
Why not?
Yeah? Okay, so we'll put them up on hold, and we'll see if we get a caller number 20. So how are you, man? Wonderful. Now you're gonna go back to the station and do your show, right?
Yeah.
But you always traditionally come down here and help us wrap this thing up.
I do. Should we do that now? Is there anyone you want to say goodbye to or goodnight to or anyone else?
We've hit a lot of everything, and if we haven't hit you, we will definitely do that next week when we have more of a chance to go through people we want to thank again.
Yeah, I made sure to do the thank yous throughout the entire show, so we wouldn't be balled up at the very end here.
It's possible to thank as many people as... What an operation. I mean, you know, again, when you think about where you guys started, the little beat-up trailer and an oil can or an oil barrel.
Drum, yeah.
You know, from that to this amazing superstructure.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? A couple of people are really important in that regard, and that's Chuck D'Amico and Eric Simon. A lot of their brainchild was this vision of it from programming and promotion. So, but yes, the event itself has grown over the years, and it's been wonderful.
I would say you guys are glad you came to MMR.
Yeah, we are.
I know Y100 put on a hell of a trailer. And gave you a nice oil barrel.
Yeah.
But when you saw what Rodney and company can do, I said, this might have been a good move that we came over.
Well, we actually progressed from small. We were following the same thing, and we did it pared down initially here, and then it skipped up dramatically, and that made all the difference in the world. And it was all predicated on the fact that while Preston and I were the ones actually loading up the truck and doing all that stuff ourselves.
You used to drive the forklift.
The forklift.
You got to miss it a little bit.
Yes, I do miss it to some extent, but the truth of the matter is I love being able to meet people who are coming down. The nature of the event changed, and we realized that, and we realized we needed a heated enclosure so that people could come by, watch the show, bring their kids or whatever they wanted to do and relax.
And sometimes, I mean, honestly, it's, you know, like once a year we get to see people. You know what I mean?
Yes,
and
I know.
And so I'm looking into the crowd and there's a little baby right here in the second row. And I got two youngsters over there. And I'm reminded of this this kid that I saw last night who was a full-grown adult. But I met at some point when he was probably around, you know, their age over there, probably around like 6 or 7 years old.
It's freaky.
And now he's a full-grown adult. And I love the fact that the parents bring their kids out and that they involve them in giving back to the community and teaching them about, paying it forward and passing it along. And, and so I look forward, youngsters over there, to seeing you in 20 years.
With your own children.
And you'll bring your kids. What an important lesson. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Youngsters.
Youngsters.
Little rugrats.
Yeah, so it's been an amazing week. It's been a lot of fun. We've on top of it all, we get to have fun while we're here too. You know, that's part of it is trying
really?
To make it
You've
fun.
Had fun.
Yeah, to make
I
it
hadn't
fun.
Heard.
Fun for other people. We enjoy it too. It's
and there are 120 people, 60 couples that are now in marriage.
Yes,
bliss.
Yes,
they're married. First time ever.
Yeah.
A mass wedding took place here.
Yeah.
Do you want to get the winner?
Yeah, we can do that very thing. Why don't we do that? I'm going to go to the phones, and we're looking for caller number 20, and it is Paul who's on the line. Hey, Paul, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
All right, Paul, can you give us the word of the week, please?
It is bread.
Bread?
Great day in the morning.
That's it. You got it right, buddy. Hang on. That means that Paul has got a trip for four to the premiere of Bumblebee on Sunday, December 9th in Hollywood, California at the TCL Chinese Theater. The package includes four round-trip airline tickets, two nights hotel stay, admission for four to the premiere of Bumblebee, a $500 Visa gift card, and ground transportation, sightseeing, and meals, and four tickets to the Los Angeles Auto Show as well at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Wow! That's pretty cool. I guess because Bumblebee's a car.
That's true. You have to be at least 21 to win. Bumblebee hits theaters nationwide on December 21st. Normally, I would talk to Paul and see how excited he is, but I went ahead and put him on hold because we've got this live event going on. So, Paul, hang on. We'll take care of you. And you won that awesome. I want that trip.
Yes.
Paul got that trip. So, good for him, man.
Sweet trip.
Yep.
One of many great prizes. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap up, I heard Kevin Gunn of our staff on with Jackie last night, and he said something. I don't remember if I've mentioned it before, but when you think about food drives, perhaps the largest food drive ever took place within walking distance of where we are right now at where JFK Stadium used to be on July 13th of 1985. That was when Live Aid happened, and rock and roll flexed its collective muscles to help out people who were literally dying, these little kids dying in Africa, teaming up with London. If you've seen the Queen movie, it traces their history through Live Aid in Wembley Stadium in London. And it also took place right here across the street in Philadelphia. And 90,000 passionate Philadelphians on that very hot day with full, I might add, complete MMR concert coverage all day long were there to, you know, add their voices to the song that was so prevalent, the music that brings us all together. And, you know, as we at MMR celebrate this 50 years, this amazing 50-year run, I'm just struck in so many different ways by the fact that if this city likes you, they let you stay. So thank you for letting us stay.
Yeah.
You know, for these guys, 21 years of this Camp Out for Hunger. The idea of what they did across the street was global, but the saying is think globally, but what could these guys do to help out people right here? That's when they came up with the idea of acting locally. And 21 years now, this Camp Out for Hunger. They've been with us for 13 years. We're so blessed to have them. And 20 years, I think, on the radio in general.
Yes.
21 years
in
Philadelphia. We're so lucky to have them. We like numbers at MMR. We like longevity. I thank you for letting me be here for 37 years.
Yes.
Of Thanksgiving. And I don't know why I haven't been fired many times over, but for whatever the reasons, thank you. Because in our line of work, for radio DJs and radio announcers, it's so unusual. And then when we get to the mothership, MMR, 50 years. So many stations started when we did in 1968. Virtually none of them are left standing. And not only are we standing, but we're thriving, alive and well. We're number one in almost every category that people rate. In the ratings, we are supported by these great things that we do by you. And so this is a blessing, and it's never lost on us. You have to know that we thank you a lot, but we're never, ever forgetting the fact that without you, we wouldn't be here. And so whether you've listened, and I've met people this week who've listened for 50 years. I've met people who've, been here for 15 years, 5 years, 5 minutes, whatever it might be. We're grateful that you're part of our family. That family includes our sponsors. You've seen some giant sponsorships that have come in, Subaru doing what they did today, some smaller businesses, whether they're part of our family too. And many of those advertisers have been with us for a long, long time. And we thank them and you. So it's MMR, which couldn't exist without those sponsors and without those listeners. And that circle of life has allowed this whole experiment to continue all these years. And this week I was moved by three people. The first was on my first day broadcasting here, this little kid. He was 4 years old. His name was Chase. And his father told me a story. And this kid was getting picked up from preschool by his father. And there was a line as they were driving home of people waiting outside their local church. And the kid, Chase, looked over to his dad and says, what is that line about? And his dad said, well, they're going to the food kitchen that's part of the church. And so Chase said, couldn't we just have them over to our house? And in this world, if we don't come out of our own drama, we've all got it. But if we don't come out of our own drama and give a hoot about somebody else and their drama, feel their joy, but feel their pain when they're in pain. And there's a lot of problems in this world, and there's a lot of pain. Well, that little kid expressed that kind of emotion. And so when he got home, he sold his Hot Wheels. He got his Hot Wheels. He got some of his dad's collection, and they raised $500. Mm-hmm. That little kid thinking so much, not only about yeah, you know, cool. Think about it. It's amazing. I met another guy this week who had lost his job last January. He's been out of work for almost a year now. He couldn't afford even to, buy a can of food. But what he could afford is to be here and volunteer. And he did all day long. He wanted to be a part of this. I met another guy yesterday who was at a Wawa and watched a mother and her three kids checking out a couple of people in front of him. And they had one small hoagie. And he watched as she cut it up into four pieces, one for her, one for each of the three kids. He knew that that was all the food that they had. And he by the time he checked out, he wanted to run and catch them and try to do something for them. But that was the kind of thing, that's what we're doing here. It's for people that are like that, that fall through the cracks in this life. And again, there's so many crazy problems in this world. But what can we agree on? Maybe he wasn't able to help those people, but he wanted to come down and volunteer his time to add his voice to this campaign, as each of you have added your voice. So it all gets back to coming out of our own world, caring enough about somebody else to make a difference. You've all done that, and we're all inspired by these fine gentlemen. So as we conclude here on our 50th year broadcasting, this amazing year, I'm so inspired by all of you. We're so thankful. And from myself and from also Jackson and Sarah and Jackie Bam Bam and Brent Porsche and the rest of our wonderful staff, we give it up to Preston and Steve and Casey and Kathy and Nick and Marissa. Ladies and gentlemen, the Preston and Steve Show, the Camp Out for Hunger 2018. Here's to you.
Thank you, Pierre. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Very kind.
Aw. Thanks, guys. That means a lot. I appreciate it. I, you know, I'm not going to. Pierre says enough for everybody and says it eloquently enough for everyone. I don't need.
Shall I go on? Bill loves it when I go on.
I know he does. No, I can't possibly top that, but we're humbled. I'll keep it that simple. Thank you, and we're humbled.
And for all the support for all the years.
Yeah, most definitely.
We'll see you here next year.
We'll see you next year, definitely. Quickly. Oh, thanks, guys. Quickly, I have to take care of some business obligations.
Do it.
So I want to thank our sponsor of the show today, Preston and Steve Show, brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, 2070 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Also, Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin', and thanks for the coffee here all week.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
And, of course, Acme, what a great sponsor, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. We will have on, if we're alive after the weekend, Monday next week, we'll have George Takei.
Yes.
We'll have Joe Matarese. We'll have comedian Christina P. We'll have the Campout Totals next week. We don't have them now, but we will get them for you next week. So, guys, we love you. Thank you for being here. Rage on. Have a great weekend. You made this happen. Good man, Fisk. Thank you, guys. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
I hate you. You know who you are. I hate you.
Next message.
Privilege! Not everyone gets to go to park today!
Next message.
To the nut job, driving the convertible Beth couldn't get around. Then when we finally let you by, drive 35 miles an hour and want to fight me. My 7-year-old nephew thought it was absolutely hysterical about how crazy people are in the world. Hey, buddy. Buy a faster car next time.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.